Good evening, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 29th day of September in the year of our Lord, 2014. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans, dedicated Biafrans, and hardcore Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, irrespective of where you are resident, where you are domiciled, where you are living, where you are slaving, where you are master over other people, that this is the only platform that continues the propagation of the irredeemable destruction of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. And in that very quest, we hope, we know, we are certain, we affirm that the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth will be restored in its full glory, that all honor and glory may belong to the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, it gives me every pleasure. It is my unique privilege to welcome each and every one of you, to ask you to also welcome those who are around you, to ask you to tell them where to receive Radio Biafra, because if you are already listening to us and you have to invite other people, you need to tell them precisely how to receive Radio Biafra. You can receive Radio Biafra by going to www.radiobiafra.co. You can receive Radio Biafra by going to www.biafrarestoration.com. You can receive Radio Biafra by going to www.biafravoice.com. If you go to www.tunein.com, radioforest.net, if you go to ipob.org, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you go to Biafra Television, if you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, if you have downloaded free tuning app, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you are anywhere in Africa, in South America, in the Middle East, once you have access to free-to-air satellite decoder, you should also be able to enjoy digital quality, crisp, uninterrupted broadcast, unjammable broadcast on that very platform as well, because Radio Biafra is a satellite broadcaster. As we are here today broadcasting, the rest of humanity are listening to us. People are listening to us via satellite in their respective homes and offices and places of abode. The rest of the people are joining us with every internet-enabled device. Once you're able to latch onto any of these listening posts or principal platform of Radio Biafra, which is our main website, you should be able to be listening to us right now. If you are lost, if you're confused, all you need to do is to go to Radio Biafra London on Facebook, the largest of its kind in the world. Radio Biafra London is the largest concentration, the largest collection of people anywhere in cyberspace, because we do not believe that other people will be able to carry our message for us. They cannot carry our signal for us. Therefore, it is our responsibility to make sure we propagate our message, that our people may be able to hear it. It gives me pleasure once again and honor not only to be hosting this very program tonight, but to also say that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mameze, has kindly joined me, and I shall be going to him very, very shortly. But wherever you are, I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I welcome you wherever you are. You must welcome other people as well. We are the fastest growing indigenous broadcaster of its kind anywhere on this planet Earth. We are the only people that speak, and the corrupt monkeys in the zoo called politicians, they catch a cold. Radio Biafra has cult following. We have compulsory listenership. Radio Biafra is, if you miss it, you have missed so much. If you come to Radio Biafra, you will be enlightened. You will be educated. If you come here, your base of knowledge will be broadened. The things that you are going to wise up to will exponentially grow out of your even your own understanding and imagination. On Radio Biafra is a university unlike any other, because people come here to learn. We educate them, and in turn, we learn from them. The whole world is listening. Abuja is at a standstill. Even Obama himself is listening. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Chimamanda Adichie listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody does. And through their interviews and what they say, you know that they are students of this very platform. That is why we are formidable. That is why we have presence in over 88 countries of the world and counting. That is why Biafrans know that with the advent of Radio Biafra, that the coming of Biafra is imminent. They know that we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They understand that in that very process, that we remain incorruptible, that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow without fear before our enemies, not intending to retreat nor surrender. Anybody who understands us will know we only have one way to go, and that is up. We only march forward. We never ever go back. That is why our progress has been steady, very assured, and our enemies are frightened. And they have every reason to be. I feel sorry for them. They should be very, very afraid, because the people piloting the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra through this very platform, through this very media, we are relentless. We are indefatigable. We do not understand how to stop. We have come to do Biafra because Chukwu Abiama and not man commanded us to come. And for that very reason, Biafra will come, that every honor and glory may go to the Most High God Chukwu Abiama and not to man. Because that is why on this very radio station, across the length and breadth of all the families all over the world, answering to Biafrans where they are, but collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, that we are here offering every praise, every adoration, every honor, every glory, everything that we can muster, every uplifting of name, every prayer, anytime we bow our heads to pray, anytime we kneel to pray, we offer all that we where all that we are now and will become in the future to the glory of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama, that His will may be done in our lives. His will must be done, and His will is Biafra. Our atonement is coming very, very close, and we must pray. It has become very apparent that as we Biafrans are, we have been observing atonement for as old as we have been. Because there are no other people older than us. I have said that before, and I will continue to reiterate it. No other people are older than us. We are the oldest, and we are as old as they come. Therefore, atonement is part and parcel of our culture, our heritage, everything that you can ascribe to it. This very thing we are about to do now was done last, collectively nearly 200 years ago. Collectively, I said, over 200 years ago, these days individually, they now try to arrange it by village or by clan. We are going back to who we are. We are returning back to the same God that made sure that Islam did not come in. We are going back to the same God that we had no army, yet enemies could not conquer us. We had no army, yet our way of life, our live and let live, our unique democratic system, our republican nature endured for 5,000 years until Lugard came, because we were very, very sinful. We became so sinful that Chukwu Abiama turned away from us. Come the third and the fourth, we must individually, we must go forth before the Most High God to say, remember your promise to our ancestors. Remember who we are. We have been worshiping you. We have been circumcising from time immemorial. We have called upon your name as the one true living God. And come the third and the fourth, we must reassert that. We must reestablish that very link to the Almighty God. We must do it. We must do it, and you see what will happen. I am grateful for all the men and the women, all the people, all those of goodwill who continue to come our way, who understand that Radio Biafra represents the truth, that we represent the light because we are the children of the light. They know that on this very platform, this very gospel of truth, of restoration, of the absolute sovereignty of Biafra will be preached without compromise. We do not compromise. The truth is spoken at all times with every fervor that we can muster. That is why it gives me unique honor to once again welcome the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined us. Barrister, if you can hear me, so is the rest of humanity. Our people are spread all over the world, north, south, east, and west, across every longitude and across every latitude. Wherever you have civilization, there are Biafrans there. And if you have Biafrans there, believe you me, they are listening to Radio Biafra with the time now standing at approximately 13 and a half minutes past 7 p.m. in the United Kingdom. I welcome each and every one of you. It is the same time in our holy land of Biafra, in our beloved, in our sceptred land, Biafra, and I must welcome the barrister himself to then ask him to very kindly acknowledge the presence of the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. Please, barrister, if you may.
All right, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Before we start, first of all, acknowledge director. To make sure that everybody is hearing from me, because once director is hearing, it shows that everybody, wherever you are, land, sea, or air, you are receiving Radio Biafra as ordained by Chukwu Abiama. We are not preaching here by our own accord. We are talking to you via the instructions, according to how we are told to tell our people, to re-educate Biafrans and those of our friends, those who are very appreciative of what we do here. Every day we gain inroads. People are joining and listening to Radio Biafra because they know that this is where you can ever find the truth. We don't massage information. We don't con it. We don't put it upside down. We tell you as it is. We read it line by line for our listeners' understanding. Wherever you are, please accept and acknowledge. My greetings to all of you. I'm always ever so grateful for all the contributions Biafrans and friends of Biafra are doing for Radio Biafra to carry on broadcasting on a daily basis. We appreciate all of you. We love you, otherwise we won't be doing what we're doing. We are at pain that our people are dying every day, and we are doing all we could to make sure that all these killings, all these marginalization will stop. And stop, we want it to be. We thank you. And we believe that, of course, you've adhered to our instructions that once you call Radio Biafra, listen out. Once your call is picked, all we need is your name, where you came from, and where you're calling from. We are getting fed up with hello, 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 hello. You are listening and you are hearing. Why is it that when it comes to your turn, then you start saying hello, hello? It doesn't make any iota of sense. People, please, when you do something, remember somebody is listening to you somewhere. Do not think that you just listen in the confirmation of your room. Others are hearing you from Lesotho to Basotho, Basotho to Afghanistan, Afghanistan to Bahrain. People are listening Radio Biafra on a daily basis once we speak. Even the music we play, they listen to us. Do not take it as some kind of a private entity. Hello, hello, hello. Don't make a mockery of yourself. Never should you make a mockery of Radio Biafra or Chukwu Abiama himself. We are here for the restoration of Biafra, and nobody should play with it. We have millions of people listening to Radio Biafra. It shows that this is not a toy. We are not here for child's play. Director Nandi Kanu is doing all he could in his own power, given to him by Chukwu Abiama, to make sure that this restoration is going on. I thank all my Biafran women who are upright, praying every day. Because I tell you this, Director, women, this particular problem we have in the zoo is paining them so much. Why? Because they are the people that deliver all these children that are killed. All these men that are killed, all the women that are killed, is women that bought them, that had them for 9 good months in their womb and brought them forth. And for them to be killed, that is why it's paining women so much. And that is why they are struggling seriously to ensure that Biafra restoration is absolute. And we have to do all we could to support our women, to support them in every way we could, to make sure we walk hand in hand with them. I thank you wherever you are, and I believe all of us are speaking from the same hymn sheet. If you are not for us, you have to scatter. Just listen, don't call in. But if you are for Biafra, please, carry on listening. Bring your ideas, your opinions. Bring it here on Radio Biafra on the table. We discuss how to restore Biafra. I thank all of you as we listen to the news from Director Nnamdi Kanu himself. Director, good evening once again. Of course, I'm standing by. Thank you.
You will stand by the very unmistakable voice of the very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. I welcome each and every one of you. Our work is ongoing. Our work is ceaseless, and what we promised Chukwu Abiam when he decided that we should come is that we will preach on this very platform the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, that people may come in contact with the real Biafra, not the fake one, and when they do so, they'll be glad they did. Because they will go away with greater, deeper, significant understanding of what it means to be a Biafran or what it means to be a friend of Biafra. Therefore, this day, as our discussion point or our signature headline, we want to understand why Jonathan will tell Igbo people that he is building a second Niger Bridge. We want to understand the mindset that informs people like Jonathan to lie to Biafrans, to say he is building a second Niger Bridge when there is none. I also would like to understand the mindset of people who are educated or claim they are educated but cannot afford to ask very simple questions. Why do we swallow lies so easily? Why are we easily deceived? Is it because as a people we specialize in lying to ourselves? We do not face reality. We are incapable of appreciating the truth. Is that why things are the way they are with us? What is wrong with us? And how can that be rectified? On this very day, it has become very clear. It has become very, very apparent that there is no second Niger Bridge. You have Igbo professors, you have Igbo politicians, of which the very discredited criminal and murderous P2B is at the vanguard of it. Yet there is an oil company taking oil from Aguleri. Oil company registered by Emeka Anyaoku, married to a Yoruba woman, by Goodluck Jonathan, who by lineage is actually from Gwari, and also from P2B, who I don't know the people that gave birth to him, if they're aliens. These people, their oil company is functioning. They are making oil from Aguleri. P2B, Emeka Anyaoku, and Goodluck Jonathan are making money from Biafra land by selling oil. But what have they done for Biafra land? The answer, surprisingly, is nothing. And that is what we're asking today. Why is it that Igbo people are more comfortable with lies than the truth? If you happen to call Radio Biafra, that is the topic we shall treat today. Why are you people believers in lies? Why is it easy to deceive Biafrans? Why was it easy for Yoruba people to come and tell the Efik people and the Bibio people that an Igbo man is their problem and they believed it, when that is a blatant lie? why was it possible for Hausa Fulani people to go into the Oil River Protectorate, to go into the riverine, the coastal lines of Biafra land, and convince them that the only people that could have protected them are indeed their enemies, and they bought it? What is there in the Biafran psyche, in the average Biafran, that if you lie to them, they believe it? If you tell them the truth, they find it so difficult to comprehend. The problem didn't start today. When they convinced Dakaboro, when they convinced Kensara Wiwa, when they convinced Dr. Aliyu Ekine, when they convinced the likes of Michael Okiro, when they convinced all these people that an Igbo man is the problem of the Ikwere people, of Ejong, of Efik and Ibibio, of the Soko people, of the Shekiri, everybody bought it. Why did you buy such blatant lies, unsubstantiated by any known fact? Lies that are not verifiable. Why did you believe in them? Why is it today that somebody can go to a national newspaper and say, we are building a second Niger bridge, and every Igbo idiot is clapping all over the world, when there is no bridge? The news today is indicative of what people are passing through. Therefore, the question we're asking on Radio Biafra is, why do you people believe in so much lies? Why? The same thing to do with the atonement. Some people are telling us that atonement is not original to our people. That shows the limitations of our education. That shows the limitations of our knowledge of God. When you come to a community and somebody is answering Umuchukwu, Chidi Ebere, Chukwu Dubem, Chukwu Nonso, Chukwu Emeka, what other proof do you need that God is with them? What other proof do you need? Not even in Israel do people answer such names. Where the names you give your children is glorification of the majesty of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. Where else do you have that? No other place apart from Biafra land. That land must be holy for such a thing to be happening, isn't it? Where we praise God with the names we give our children. Nobody can come up and name any piece of land, anything. It has to be done collectively by even Ekwusigo, which is the latest addition to the long list of very enviable names that we answer in Biafra land. Ekwusigo, local government area in Ozubul. It wasn't decided by one person. A group of people decided the name. Therefore, when a group of people decide, should you choose to pursue that line of argument to name a place Omu Obase or Umuchukwu, it is because they are truly descended from heaven. And who can be more godly than we are? I have not seen that group of people. I have never seen a group of people holier, or should I say, that has the potential to be holier than every other nation, to be righteous than any other nation. I have never seen, because the evidence abound. We may not have visible physical structures to befit the understanding of man in the 21st century, but one thing we do have is an abundance of heritage. One thing we do have is an abundance of evidence that is verifiable that indeed we are descended from heaven. Not many nations can say that about themselves. That is why we are very unique. But why is it that these children of God are hell-bent on believing in lies? Is it the extent of the cloud of darkness that has enveloped you? Is it a betrayal of your monumental ignorance? What is it? Is it a deep psychological problem? Why is it that when you lie to Igbo people, they believe you? When somebody comes and says, I'm doing very well, I'm Ochendo, look at what is happening in Aba, you cannot reason, you cannot connect and say, if you are a governor and you are performing, Aba cannot be the way it is. Why is that? Why is that very simple connection difficult for our people? That is the question we're asking today. Why are Igbo people susceptible to lies? How can they come and tell you that Enugu is an international airport when indeed Enugu is a local airport? Aircraft take off from Enugu, it has to land in Kano first before taking off. That makes it a local flight. That makes it a local flight, not international flight, because international is direct. When you're leaving Enugu, you are leaving direct. I don't give a toss about flights coming in. I am interested in somebody getting up around Biafra land, going to Enugu and saying, I am traveling abroad. Will you be able to get abroad? The answer is no. You will first land in Kano. Why do we believe in lies? They brought Jonathan and made him, is it Okaome One of Igbo land. What has he said he's going to do and he's done it? The answer is nothing. Nothing till this very day, but people still believe him because of who we are. We are going to go on to bring you the news headlines and accompanying summary, but before I do, I must once again remind you that all our lines are active and very, very open. +44 78 313 08 376. I repeat, +44 or 0044 78 313 08 376. We are also on +44 208 133 9926. We are on +44 or 0044 208 133 9976. We are on both lines on Skype on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. We are on Tango, we are on Viber, and we are marching on relentlessly to make sure we bring you the very news we have for you this very fine evening. And that this is Radio Biafra. If you have not told people you are listening to Radio Biafra or how they can phone in and join us, now is your time to do so. Give them the numbers they are advertised. Also direct them to go and join us on Radio Biafra London on Facebook. We are the fastest growing, the largest of its kind anywhere in the world, approaching 500,000 people in one place. When you say Biafra, people would not believe that human beings can congregate in a place discussing Biafra, and they are nearly 500,000. Go and join us if you want to be part of us, you want to be part of history, because Biafra is history in the making. It will come in our lifetime because we did not send ourselves to do this work. Chukwu Abiama determined that we should come, and that we should come and do it in truth and honesty, that all honor and glory may belong to him. We welcome you. Tell people you're listening to us. Tell them how to get hold of us, please. And when you do call, once we take your call, you must endeavor to turn down your systems. You must turn them down. I must proceed to bring you our news headlines, our talking point, and accompanying news summary. This is how stupid Igbo people have become. When I say it, people don't quite agree. Some get upset. Show me, I can't see anybody. Until Chekwa Sokorie said similar thing a few days ago. Is Chekwa Sokorie also insulting Igbo people? The answer is no. We are merely speaking the truth. The truth that must and should be spoken for our people to hear and change from their evil, wicked, short-sighted ways. You must change. You need to change. You must change your ways, or else you'll be consigned to the scrap heap of history, or else you will be ruled by a house of Fulani cattle-headers, or else you will live a very nondescript, non-consequential existence in that damnable entity they call the Zoological Republic. You will be meaningless. You will not be regarded as a human being, because only animals inhabit the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Only an animal can say, I am a Nigerian. You have to be an animal, because you are the creation of one single person. I have given you an example. Where you come from in Biafra land, can somebody get up and name a forest after his family? The answer is no. It has to be done collectively. You must have gone to that very place, and that place must have evolved organically over the years. There is no village that is not older than the place called Nigeria today, the zoo itself. Every village is at least, I'm being very generous, at least over 100 years old, older than the zoo. Go and ask your uncles, your fathers, your grandfather, your great uncle. Go and ask them. Can anybody wake up one morning and give a place a name without the people agreeing to it? Therefore, if you answer a Nigerian or identify yourself proudly as a Nigerian, you have a mental problem. Your education is wasted. You are lower than an animal. In other words, a baboon is better than you. And you are not worthy to be reckoned with. I challenge anybody who says they're educated to stand before us to debate, to say that they are proud Nigerians. If you survive the debate for 5 minutes, you know you are indeed intelligent, regardless of your stature or your status in life. It doesn't matter. 5 minutes is all I give you. Only 5 minutes. You'll be dismissed in disgrace and shame. Nobody comes from Nigeria, only animals and vagabonds. Only criminals that loot money and dump abroad can come from a place called Nigeria, because Nigeria was never the creation of the people themselves. A white man cannot come from Scotland and say, you, from today, your name is now Nigeria. And we are clapping. That means you are an animal. You are worse than an animal. You are lower. You are lower than a chimpanzee. That's what it means. Because you, as a man, can go to the forest and gather animals and put them in a cage and call that place London Zoo. That's the name. Because you have animals in there. In the same vein, only an animal will you give a name and that animal will answer it. Example, a dog. If you call a dog Whiskey, it will answer. You call the dog Shibir, you answer. You call the dog Charlie or Whiskey or Jimmy. Anything you call a dog, the dog will answer because the dog is an animal. Do you know the other group of people that if you give them a name, they answer? They are called Africans, black African people. The same nonsense that is happening in Africa when white people come to give you names and you answer is the same thing happening in Europe. Did the same thing happen in even ordinary Asia? The answer is no. When they left, the place today you call Sri Lanka, they used to call them Ceylon. Sri Lankan people said, no, we are Sinhalese, we are not Ceylon anything. Our name is Sri Lanka. Bangladesh, the same thing. Only in Africa, if you're a black person, go and think about your life because your brain, there's something wrong with it. Your brain you have, there is something fundamentally wrong with it. Something wrong with it. I challenge anybody to come to Europe and tell Europeans you are changing your name today. Even Adolf Hitler tried to rewrite the map of Europe and Europeans said, no, you can't change our name. This is who we are. The countries fought. Norway fought to be free. Sweden fought to be free. France went to war to be free. They said, no, our name is France. We are not part of the Third Reich. We will fight. I tell you, if Hitler had marched into black Africa, today the whole of Africa will be known as Germany. And you see a vagabond wake up and raise their passport and say, I'm a proud German. It's the will of God. That is why Africa is poor. That is why black people are suffering, not because of what the white people did to them, but because of their innate stupidity, innate, ingrained stupidity, that they can't reason properly. If you can't listen to Radio Biafra, you go to sleep. Or you go and buy a rope and hang yourself. Because we are not in the business of educating idiots. We want people that want to change their lives for the better. That black Africa will be a very proud place where people would want to go to live, to invest, and to have a very decent life. Everybody, according to United Nations, have that inalienable right to some form of decent existence. There is no reason why Africa shouldn't have it. None whatsoever. It is the fault of the Africans. Even the so-called white people, the Europeans, some of them are yearning for Africa to be free somehow from their self-imposed stupidity and bondage. Idiots are talking about paying reparation for slavery. We should be the ones paying white people for selling our people to them in the first place. We should be the ones disgracing humanity. We started selling slaves first before they came to take us by force. Because if you make yourself a pathetic joke, children will laugh at you. We started selling people first before they came. We should be the ones paying them compensation, not the other way around. Which uses compensation? Do they want to be paid? So that when they bring the money to Africa, you go and bank it again in Swiss bank account. Who will you pay the money to in Africa? That is not a rogue. Who is in Africa is not a criminal. You pay them, they bring the money straight back to Europe to go and bank in their private bank accounts. People don't know what to talk about. Talking about reparation for slavery. You must be mad. Who sold people first? Did you not sell your people first? You sold them first. Did you not sell people first? Did you not sell to Hausa people? Hausa people sold to the Moors. Moors sold to the Arabs. Arabs sold to the Portuguese. Until the Pope said, okay, now you can go to Africa and open them up. After a while, they brought you Catholicism. And where are you today? You are prepared to die for the Pope. Aren't you? This stupidity is astonishing. Astonishingly foolish people. That we are, myself included. I don't exclude myself until we do something about it. All of us together, we do something about our hopelessness. Before then, we are all mere monkeys, or lower than even monkeys themselves. This is Radio Biafra. This is the essence of our program this evening. to ask ourselves why we are as daft as we are when it comes to lies. Why is it when you speak to an Igbo man? Why is it when you speak to an Ibibio, an Efik, an Ijaw person, they believe lies more than the truth? I want to know why. I can't understand it. When they were lying to them about how bad the Igbos were to somebody from Ikure who is himself is an Igbo person, why didn't they ask questions like, something like, but is there any evidence in history that they have done X, Y, Z? The answer is no. So somebody going to school, being ambitious is bad. Is that what you're telling me? That America is somehow domineering? Britain is domineering? Russia is domineering? China is domineering? Anybody that does well at one point in time is domineering. Because people show ambition. They show drive. There is nothing domineering about it. They never ask questions. They swallowed everything hook, line, and sinker because it was expedient to do so. It was the easiest thing to do. So you can steal some useless houses, one-story building in Port Harcourt. You believe them. Now, where are you? Are you rich today? The answer is no. But instead, you're running from your own shadow, saying, I'm not Igbo. Your name is Okeke. You're speaking Igbo. I'm not Igbo. Are you not an idiot? Are you not a fool? You must be a fool for somebody to answer Mr. English and turn around and say, I'm not English. Or to come from Anglia, East Anglia and say, I'm not English. Are you not an idiot? Are you not a fool? African people are daft. Had Africa been forward-looking, we wouldn't be here today, would we? That says no. The headline. Start work on the second Niger Bridge. This is according to somebody who lives very close to the River Niger. His name is Igwe Achebe, the Obi of our nature. Igwe Alfred Nna Emeka Achebe. He is telling Jonathan and Julius Berger, when will you start work on the second Niger Bridge? But if you recall, Jonathan said before, we have started work on second Niger Bridge. The second Niger Bridge will cost somewhere around 120 billion naira. Jonathan said they only have 30 billion naira. Igbo people will have to go and find the other, is it 90 billion or so? But there is money to build projects in other places, but not in Biafra land. In other words, Jonathan is continuing exactly the same policies of discrimination, the same policies of removing our people from the center of infrastructural development. Today, not Radio Biafra, Igwe Achebe is telling the whole world there is no second Niger Bridge. Work hasn't even started. But you have Igbo people at World Igbo Congress in Houston in America congratulating Jonathan on the second Niger Bridge. Idiots in America for over 40 years, they have never been home before. Now you see the problem there. People go out and they say, I'm a professor. I am a doctor. If you don't call them professor or doctor, they get upset. But if you ask them the second Niger Bridge, they said the work is almost, haven't you seen the second? Work is going very well. Is there any second Niger Bridge? The answer is no, there is none. We've been lamenting on this very issue from day one. There is no second Niger Bridge. Where are they today? Second Niger Bridge, one. Kebehana today. The answer is nowhere. We continue. We are also reporting today that Rotimi Amechi, his name is Chibike. But his answering Rotimi, you know, is good to answer. If you add Yoruba name, Yoruba media will be very kind to you. Who knows, maybe one day you can become somebody. His name is Rotimi. Rotimi. How many people have you seen who are governors of Yoruba land answering Chibike Adegoke? Or Chibike Amusun or Amusu, as the case may be. Which is the name they answer? How many have you heard or seen? Only Igbo people. A people without shame. There is no shame, there is no honor. No shame and no honor. We continue. Chibika Amechi. I can't pay worker salaries, says the state, that is now receiving 12 billion naira every blessed month instead of their previous 25 billion. Chibika Amechi is saying, I cannot pay workers. That is what he's saying. I cannot pay the workers in my state. I can't pay them. Because from 25 billion, monthly allocation is now down to 12. And Jonathan is running a transformational agenda. That's what they call it. Jonathan is running a support Jonathan's transformation agenda, they said. That's what everybody's saying. Transformation agenda of Jonathan. Transformational agenda indeed. We must reveal the truth here. This is Radio Biafra after all. We continue. We are also reporting today about what Chekwas Okorie said. If you recall what Chekwas Okorie said, we are continuing to report on it. We are continuing to report on it. But we now go also to other of our headlines and accompanying news summary. Boko Haram members surrender in Cameroon, 300 of them, according to what they said. The 305 idiotic animals from the zoo that got stupid Jonathan's shameful award for a dying, decaying zoological republic. They are issuing award, maybe the last they will ever issue, as a zoo together. Monkeys feeding on monkeys. Mad people. We are in order for killing the motion on controversial 9.3 million arms deal, according to the House of Reps in the zoo. A crime was committed. You expect those that make the laws to uphold the law. Lo and behold, they couldn't do it. That is the zoo for you. In America, there will be inquiry everywhere. They will stop congressional committee of this. The House of Reps will probe it. House of Senate, everybody will be on it. Why? Because they don't want such a thing to happen again. But black people from Africa, black Africa, black people. I don't know. May God help all of you. Lagos may prosecute TB Joshua. Some call him tuberculosis Joshua, which is more apt in view of what has been happening. TB Joshua, the Yoruba prophet. How a Yoruba man can be a prophet, I do not know. But somehow it happens in the zoo that Yoruba man is a prophet. Malam Shehu Sani, IBB, Abacha, Jonathan, others responsible for the problem in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. In that part of the zoo that the Emirates people occupy, they are responsible. Shehu Shagari, Sani Abacha, Ibrahim Babangida, these are the people that's been running the zoo down. Go on. These are Hausa Fulani people, or those of them that grew up under Hausa Fulani influence. They are the ones responsible for the mess. And in the TB Joshua synagogue, again, this story would not go away because South Africans are involved and they care about their citizens. TB Joshua synagogue tragedy, families cannot get the bodies yet. They will not give them their bodies. They may give them the bodies of Biafrans who are in the morgue for very many years. Give it to them and say they're your loved ones. Anything can happen in the zoo. When I listen to some statements, I feel sad for Nigeria. According to the president of the zoo himself, the man who read zoology, President Goodluck Jonathan, the very last zoologist of a very dying zoo itself. He says, when I listen to some statements, Jonathan, your life is very sad in itself. As a story, your life is very sad because you are not worthy. And Jonathan is also speaking on why they have not defeated Boko Haram terrorists. And also we remind the whole world that the 3rd and the 4th of October is our atonement. Very, very important. Our atonement is coming up. We are going to pray to Chukwuebiam on that very day. And ask him to remember the promise he made to our ancestors. That promise you made. You said, any day, it's Deuteronomy chapter 34. Any day we wake up and remember that you are the Lord, our God, the Lord of hosts, that day you will restore our inheritance. We are about to do that on the 3rd and on the 4th. On Radio Biafra, we have the trick. Or maybe to some of it, maybe on how to get Chukwuebiam to answer our prayers. Very, very simple. You go and remind him of what he said. This is what you said. Because you said your word is yea and amen. Heaven and earth will pass away before your words will not come to pass. Because of that, here we present this very thing you said to you. And this is who we are. And that's all. And I won it. Very simple. On the 3rd and on the 4th of October, we reaffirm that very strongly. Before heaven and before men on earth. To say that Chukwuebiam is indeed our king and not man. Nihinachi madu. That is the name we give our children. Chukwu Abiama is king, not man. Chukwu Abiama only is king, worthy of praise, not man. We continue. The news in greater detail. The Obi of Onitsha is telling them to start work on the second Niger Bridge. The Obi of Onitsha, Igwe Alfred Nnemeka Achebe, has said the people and the residents of Onitsha are eager to witness the commencement of work on the second Niger Bridge at Onitsha. Achebe spoke while hosting the management team of Julius Berger Nigeria PLC, the major contractors for the construction of the bridge at his palace. Describing the bridge as our dream and passion, the traditional ruler said the old bridge had been overburdened and was giving way already. The old bridge was built 50 years ago by the Abubakar Balewa government. The Julius Berger team was led by the managing director and chief executive officer, Mr. Detlev Lubash, and a member of his board of directors, Igwe Peter Anugu, the Eze Amosu of Eze Amosu of Mbuku, Eze Amosu. I'm sure you know what that means. Eze Amosu of Mbuku. No wonder our people are in such a mess when Amosu people are now your Eze. No wonder Eze Amosu of Mbuku. The public affairs advisor of the company, Mr. Clement Ilobi, said the management of the company visited to enlist the support and friendship of the Onitsha community in the work on the 117 billion project being undertaken under a public-private partnership scheme. This is what happens when people lie in Africa, black men. Do you need to come to Onitsha to seek? They are begging you to build the bridge. You're coming to look for their support. They have been asking for the bridge for over 30 years. You're coming to ask them for their support to build a bridge. This is the same bridge that Jonathan announced that every PDP Igbo idiot have been trumpeting since as one of the big things Jonathan did for our people. Where is the bridge now? The Igwe of the Obi of Onitsha, Igwe Nnemeka Achebe, is saying, asking Julius Berger, when will you actually start work on the bridge? This was the same bridge that one woman called Hajia Muhammad, or whatever her name is, a Hausa woman, said, we have now suspended work on the second Niger Bridge pending soil test. Now, they must think people are very, of course, black people are foolish, we know that for sure. But the level of stupidity of black people must have gone to new heights. If you think you can come out and say such a thing, and people will not say, but where is the bridge? They said they took the soil to Germany for sample, to test. Oh, now the soil is back. The soil is too watery. They need to remove water from it. They need to go, oh my God. They need to check the weather. They need to check the tidal flow of the stream. They need to see if Onitsha people are in support of the bridge. Is it only Onitsha? The bridge will span from Asaba into Onitsha. How about Asaba people? Are they not keen on the bridge? Is Asaba not Igbo? Is Asaba not Biafra? Are they not keen on the bridge? Ask yourself a simple question. What type of person, what type of mind will accept lies being fed them in such a manner? Who will accept it? Who will accept it? Amazing stuff. That is it. There is no second Niger Bridge, as we used to tell you before. Anyway, we told you people, anything we tell you, you may say, oh, but it's not true. It's from Radio Bia. After a while, your eyes will begin to open, pop open. Like the fools some of you are. Your eyes will open. So you see the truth coming at you. We have said it before. Radio Biafra is gospel. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is true. Anything you hear on this platform. If we say run, you run. If we say stand, you stand. If we say run and you stand, you're down. There was no second Niger Bridge. There is no second Niger Bridge. And second Niger Bridge will never be finished. I will tell you what they will do. They will put some pylons into the ground. They will prepare the foundation. And they will tell that the work will last for 7 to 8 years. And the work will never, ever be completed. It will be abandoned. It is a public-private partnership. Where are Igbo people going to get 80 billion from to fund it? I didn't look at it before. I knew it was about nearly 120 billion. Jonathan said they only have 30 billion. This is the people that produce oil at Ohaji, oil at Aguleri. We have oil at Awomama, oil at Okwa. Yet they cannot build a bridge. You take our oil, you go and spend it, and you send the people to Hajj, to Mecca, to go and do Hajj, based on the money come from it. But you can't find the money to build a bridge for us. You say we have to cough it up. From which money? From the £20 Awolowo will give us after the war, that we have used the same £20 to train our children to do Omanoro. The same £20 you want to use, £20 to contribute the same money to go and build a bridge. Before I can go to Lagos to go and bring in my cars that are imported from Lagos Seaport and not from Calabar, not from Port Harcourt. My God in heaven. No wonder white people came and colonized Black Africa. Damn, there is something wrong with us. Big time. You want me to contribute the money to build a bridge? This bridge will lead me to Lagos. Because without Lagos, I cannot survive. Because you said Calabar Seaport should not be opened only for Dangote Hausa people. Port Harcourt Seaport, we shouldn't use it. The reason why I'm building a bridge is to, I will fund me, I'll bring out my money and donate to go and build a bridge. After building the bridge, I will go to Lagos and I'll pay you custom duties. I will drive back and I'll pay toll again on that same bridge too. There's something wrong with it. Something is wrong with it. I will say to them, Jonathan, the Zoo government, it is your duty to lie. It is the duty of Radio Biafra to expose all of you. You can lie if you want to. That is your business. But if you lie, we will expose you. Simple. Continue lying, we will continue exposing you. Radio Biafra is on satellite, which means you cannot jam it. It's not when we are on AM, you can jam us. No, not anymore now. We are on satellite. Not one, not two, not three, not four satellites. We are on nothing less than six satellites across three continents. You cannot jam it. Impossible. So our news will be going out every blessed day. You people are in serious mess, you know. Very serious mess. As long as night follows day, you will have Radio Biafra. We are not going anywhere. Nowhere. No. We'll continue on the news this evening. Mr. Amechi, Rotimi Amechi. People without shame, Rotimi Amechi. It's like people answering European names. I look at them and I laugh at them. And I laugh at them so much. That is an example of stupefying stupidity. Stupidity, you know, it's idiocy. They have the various degrees. How many white people answer indigenous African names? Zero. All of you, ever since you be, apart from Carol Chidinma Monday, that we gave her Chidinma, she accepted because she's a very good woman. Very kind, good woman she is. How many white people do you actually know answering Chijioke, Ifani Chukwu, Ngozika? How many in the whole of America? In the whole United States of America, there is not one single white person answering an indigenous African name. Not one, I said. I'm not talking about those that took drugs and they are not weak. Talking about normal people. None. This one is answering Rotimi. I have never seen a Yoruba person willfully change their name to an Igbo name. But this person, he has resource control heart. You know, people who are confused. Resource control. Bola heart from England. The heart they wear, they say, is, you know, resource control. When you see them wearing, you know that after resource control. Bola heart from England. Not indigenous to our people. Because they are fighting and running away to be different. Mad people. His name is Chibika Amechi. He answers to Rotimi, so Yorubas will love him. Hausas will accept him. But the same way that Sarawiwa died is how he's going to die. In disgrace and shame. Useless man he is. Nearly 8 months to the expiration of his term in office, the River State Governor and Chairman of the Nigeria Governors Forum, Chibika Amechi, has called on Rivers people to choose a credible successor that will take over from him on May the 29, 2015. Mr. Amechi stated this on Sunday during an interdenominational church service marking the 54th Independence Day anniversary held at the St. Cyprian's Anglican Church in Port Harcourt, the River State capital. He maintained that the era of imposition of candidates on the people is over and advised Rivers people to choose wisely by embracing democratic values and actively participating in the electoral process. According to him, Rivers people have a right to choose who will lead them in 2015 in a free and fair election. They have mandate to do so. So, you came in as a result of imposition. At least he's honest. The era of imposition of candidates is over. He is the last one that was imposed. So, he's a beneficiary. Beneficiary, of course, not benefactor. Beneficiary.
of the imposition of candidates. And the world is listening. Britain is listening. That the same democracy they're talking about, people turn it upside down in the zoo. There is no democracy. They impose their candidates upon the people. We continue our news this evening. And of course, the barrister will join me once I've concluded to give us his perspective. I'm waiting to hear it. No fewer than 300 Boko Haram fighters have surrendered in the zoo's neighboring country, Cameroon, in the past 3 weeks. Cameroon's defense ministry has said. Cameroon defense spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Didier Bajek. Didier, another French name. Another African answering a European name. Pathetic and very sad. Lieutenant Colonel Didier Bajek told the Associated Press that the militants have given up their arms and asked for asylum in Cameroon. Their fate has not been decided. Fighters from neighboring Cameroon, Niger, and Chad have been identified fighting alongside the zoo's homegrown Boko Haram group, which in recent weeks also have been attacking border towns and villages in Cameroon. According to the country's military spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Didier Bajek, the Islamic militants gave up their arms and asked for asylum in the Cameroon. Cameroon soldiers also on Saturday captured Abubakar Ali, one of Boko Haram top commanders. The country's army also seized a huge cache of arms and ammunition from the Islamic militants during the operation. Report said Ali, who also goes by the name Mustafa Umar, was caught with 5 machine guns, 14 rifles, 24 rockets, 4 rocket launchers, 6 Kalashnikovs, 60 Kalashnikov magazines, 4 automatic pistols, over 500 9mm ammunition, 469 12.7mm ammunition, 4,454 7.62mm ammunition. In fact, ammunition is everywhere. We are still begging, as Biafrans, that we need arms to defend ourselves against these people. This is what Africa does best. They will always gang up African leaders to perpetuate their idiotic regimes all over Africa. AU, they are ganging up. Anyway, they can't defeat Boko Haram, that is for sure. They can never do so. They can only regroup, infiltrate them, and strike from within. America couldn't contain them as a bunch of corrupt, decrepit countries in Africa. The 305 idiotic animals that got to be Jonathan Shameful Award for a dying zoo today. 300 of the animals in the zoo known as Nigerians got their national awards. What is a national award in the zoo? Without lights, no electricity. That was generator to give award to elite, the zoo elite. Exactly 305 monkeys in the zoo, including the Accountant General of the Federation, Mr. Jonah Oguniyi Otunla, Mr. Jimo Ibrahim Obumosho, Oba Jimo Oyewumi, the Oba Frederick Obateru, Akin Rutan, all these Yoruba people. Jonathan gave him an award, including Dr. Peter Odele, that took reverse money and floated Arik Airways. Only in the zoo. African people are marvelous, only by their stupidity. Only by their stupidity. Marvelous by their stupidity. Amazing. Amazing stuff. Amazing. They are honoring them. Some got Grand Commander. Some got Order of the Niger. Order of the Niger. The Niger Order. Order of the Niger. And as everyone knows, Niger is a name for black people. Not very flattering. Not very flattering. Order of the Niger. Because Niger means Niger or Niger in French. It means the same thing. Niger. That's the meaning of it. Mad people. They're giving them a word. The chairman of the House of Representatives Committee on Rules and Business, Honorable Albert Sam Sokwa, at the weekend lambasted those who are attacking the House over killing of the motion on controversial 9.3 million allegedly smuggled into South Africa by 2 monkeys from the zoo called Nigerians and an Israeli to buy arms for security agencies in the zoo. The killing of a motion means that an opportunity arose for the House of Reps to investigate alleged crime. Because there is a law in the zoo called Nigeria that you cannot move money out of the country in excess of $10,000 without making sure that they are transacted through financial instruments or transacted through the banks. Pastor Orisejiofor of Christians, Christian pastor, a Christian child of God, brought out his aircraft bought for by poor people. This money contributed by poor Christians bought this man a jet. This man used the same jet to carry money to go and buy arms. A man of God. Fantastic, isn't it? Hypocrisy at the highest level. They caught them with the money in South Africa. They brought the issue before the zoo. By zoo, we mean Nigeria. Because all, you know, a bunch of collection of monkeys and orangutans and chimpanzees. That's why it's a zoo, the largest zoo of its kind in the world. The British zoo, created by Britain. They brought this matter back to the zoo for the lawmakers to deliberate upon. And what did they do, the lawmakers? What did they do? The lawmakers decided amongst themselves not to investigate the matter because all of them are corrupt. All you need to do is to write to them. Jonathan wrote to them and said, remember the money you stole? You receive 100 million naira every year for furniture allowance and constituency work. You have been in the house for 4 years. That is 400 million. If you have been in the house for 2 terms, that is 800 million. If you have been as David Mark for however long, that is some billions. If you ask for this money to be returned or to investigate it, we will also ask questions about the money we have been giving you. Everybody went back home and decided to kill the whole issue. They continue to commit crime, and Radio Biafra will continue to expose them. All of them, bar none. We are not feeling sorry for any of them. The Lagos State Government has set up a coroner of inquest for the purpose of investigating the cause of the September 12th synagogue church. I'm tired of this synagogue. It has crashed, People have died. There are black people from Africa. So what? People are dying of Ebola. So what? If they went to look for a miracle and they found one. They said if you want to go for miracle, it's Yoruba land you go to. You travel to Yoruba land for miracle. Yes, there's miracle now. Upstairs fell down and people died. That's miracle. In your next life, you will not be that daft to start to come to Yoruba land to look for miracle. You must be foolish. I'm tired of that very news. Everybody knows the President Civil Rights Congress of Nigeria, Malam Shehu Hussaini, has said that 70% of the problems bedeviling the North are caused by ex-presidents and leaders of Northern extraction. At last, they are beginning to believe in one. And that's why I said that people listen to Radio Biafra. After a while, when you reflect, when you think about it, you come out to begin to speak in tongues. Today, a Hausa man is coming out for the very first time saying the problem with Hausa people is actually Hausa people, as Radio Biafra have been saying for over 2 years now. The problem with Hausa people are Hausa Fulani people, the same people that are causing the problem. They loot your money. They loot it. They steal it. And then they come back and say, let's unite. We are going to move this country forward. The same garbage sentiment year after year. Mad people. Mad people. When I listen to some statements, I feel sad, according to Jonathan. Mr. Goodluck Jonathan on Sunday said that the terrorism and kidnapping are still major national challenges because the monkeys in the zoo called Nigerians had not united against them as they did against the Ebola virus disease. Jonathan made the statement at an interdenominational church service at the National Ecumenical Center in Abuja to mark the country's 54th independence anniversary coming up on Wednesday. To mark the countries, I don't want to dwell on what Jonathan said. Jonathan is of no relevance. Jonathan is not a head of state. He's of no relevance at all. He may have money banked away in Namibia. He may be a very wealthy man as a result of stealing and looting as every other idiot has done before him. He is not a head of state worthy of mention. Therefore, we will go to the substance of what he said. He said it is the country's 54th anniversary. Anybody, an alien coming from outer space, will think, oh, that Nigerians, we are together and the white man came and they fought and they became independent. There was no Nigeria. Therefore, Nigeria cannot be in its 54th year of independence. You will say 54th year of being created by the British. Not independence. Because there was no Nigeria before the British came. The British themselves created the zoo. Therefore, it is 54th independence of Britain deciding not to rule their colony. Not of independence. You don't have an independence. Because Nigeria never existed until the white man came. Fact. F-A-C-T. Fact. You people misunderstand, misinterpret, misapply English language. You insult English language. You are not 54 years, or you've not had 54 years of independence. What you have had is 54 years of being left alone by the British that ruled you for over 60 years. That's all you have done. You are not independent. You are not a country. You are not a country before. How can you be a country after independence? How is that possible? You were not a country before. Then you got to independence. No, that is palpably false. It is falsehood. Falsehood, that's what it is. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. That concludes our news headlines and accompanying news summary today. I must go to the barrister himself to give us his opinion, his views, his understanding, his take on what we're presenting this very evening. Barrister, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Thank you for the news.
Go ahead, Barrister. Are you getting any static on the line?
Sorry? No, there is no. Everything is fine.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. I don't know why regular Jonathan is feeling pity for the zoo and those he's on top, when he himself is the sorriness. Instead of him to worry about himself and his pathetic leadership, he's feeling sorry for those who are already sorry, even before he came. But he's sorry for them. Sorry for them that he has done what? To improve their life. Sorry that he has done what? To make sure that they are eating. And those who have been left to perish, that is something he has done to make them feel okay. Words from him are just rubbish. Babash. Glock Jonathan. The only thing why I say I support him to go back, I started saying this, Director, since 2 years now. The only reason I want him to go there so that Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram will divide themselves as you have seen it coming up. Atiku is now raising his head off. Babangida is already there. I don't know if he has returned back from Germany. Buhari says if it's not him, everywhere will burn down. So this is how they are going to just massacre themselves in this particular leadership. That is the only reason why I want Glock Jonathan to go there. The man has nothing to offer. He never offered anything. It's quite pitiful, very shameful and disgraceful that the entire Biafran voted for this guy thinking that Daniel has come to judgment. Only to realize it's all koto, according to the Ghanaian. Nothing in the midst. Nothing. Glock Jonathan is feeling sorry. Why can't he feel sorry for himself? Let him feel sorry for the village where he came from. That is not motorable. He's feeling sorry because he lives in Abuja. At the end of the day, when he eventually moved from that Aso Rock, he either run to Namibia where he's banking his money, or he will eventually go back there when something that happens, or he has to go and do something over there. Why is he feeling sorry for the people in the zoo? He has never done anything to better their lives, and he will never. Secondly, Director, since 2 years, we started shouting there was no second Niger Bridge. They listen to us. After listening, then they go around and coin one statement as if they are talking. It's us talking here. When we talk, they go behind, make one headline. This Achebe of a man, he's listening to Radio Biafra. Is it only now they realize? But we've been saying it two years ago. And now, and good Lord Jonathan, shamefully, that guy has no shame. And wants the Hanese and all the rest of those who are collecting bribe to vote for him again. Yes, they can vote for him so that him and the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram will hit it head on. Because that's the easier and quickest way Biafra will re-emerge. Because enough of all this, politics, dirty politics. That they are, if you want to play politics, you play it in such a way, just like the preachers do it. How long ago did we find all the things they did in the past? They play it, they cover all their backs. And then only when you look deep down, then you will see what they have done. You see the cracks. But in the zoo, as they are playing their dirty politics. You are seeing it in front of you. It's like a tortoise swimming. You see the back. So they are not playing any politics, because you play politics where nobody will easily see what you're doing. Even if they have to know, let it be years after. Not now. Now, the house of Fulani and Boko Haram only realized that the fault of that zoo came from them. Director, again, will be saying this how long ago. When Gowon killed and named all Biafrans when he was head of state, he was there. What did he do for House of Fulani and Boko Haram? This guy, Mohammed, Motola Mohammed, they did not allow him to stay too long. What did he do for House of Fulani and Boko Haram? Shehu Shagari, what did he do? How many people have I mentioned? Buhari went there. What did he do? Babangida, Abacha,
Abdul Salami.
Atiku. Director, keep checking. This one that died yesterday, what's his name? The one Obasanjo put in, and he died halfway into the
regime. Yaradua.
Yaradua. Director, we've been saying this, that the House of Fulani is unfortunate. They were placed in that position. These are people who are ruling cattle and drinking their milk and eating their rubbish. All of a sudden, you are promoted to the highest position. What did they do? My mom will tell me, if you put a fool in the midst of abundance, that fool will still come out with foolishness. Nothing will the foolish man or woman come out with anything. Foolishness is foolishness, regardless where you put them. All of them, they've been there. What did they do for their people? Education, they will not send them. They prefer them to be on the street and give them a few plates to go and start begging for money. They should have built at least. Send them to school. Tell them this is what you need to do. These guys can make shoes. They can sew bags. They couldn't even open an industry for them to practice their handcraftship. They couldn't. Now, all their problems now levied upon Jonathan, who again, doing all his best to please them so that he will sit there. Anything that happens in Sokoto, he'll fly in. I remember when Sokoto had this flood, Jonathan flew in there and gave them the billions they needed. But second night, that bridge, the Igbos have to donate money because they have already laid the pipes under from Biafra land into Kaduna, and the oil is going there. So why should they fix the road? Goodluck Jonathan gave money recently to Chibok that no evidence has ever produced. He gave money for Chibok girls. I mean, their parents and those who alleged they had girls who are missing. He paid them compensation without finding any single shred of evidence. What about Boko Haram that we arrested and locked up? He released them, get them money, and promised them 3 point something every month. They used it to buy a CV and then increased their wicked acts of killing their friends. Director, we need to be reminding our people all these things on a daily basis. Because this foolish Ohanaeze, Ndoshinama, do not know what is happening. Because first, they will deny them of electricity. They will have no means of listening to news. Even if they put the news on, you know the people they listen to. CNN, PCC, and not the rest of it. That's what they listen to. They will not tune to any local news. They want to go abroad. They have a television and listen to CNN. CNN will not tell you the truth. They massage information. BBC will not tell you the truth. They will tell you what you want to hear. But beneath all this information lies the originality of what is happening. But they give you fake. Only now, Hausas are beginning to know that it has been their fault from day one. It was only Ekwueme who was made a vice president since after Biafran War up to today. And what did Ekwueme do for us? He built houses in every state.
And built a prison, the largest prison in his village.
That is it, Director. And when we talk, they say, you see, Director, my happiness is that Radio Biafra is talking. Without Radio Biafra, Director, how would... I told you this, was it last week, that a very close cousin of mine was telling me that all we say here on Radio Biafra is making Jonathan and his people shake.
Of course. Make them
because they do listen.
Of course they listen. Everybody listens.
But the greed in them will not allow them to make an overall changes in their lives and to better the lives of the ordinary common people on the street. We're here shouting our head off. And they're talking about Boko Haram they will never defeat. Even if they come 10 times in this world, they will never defeat Boko Haram.
It's impossible.
Because it's a rock solid ideology.
Yes.
That even spirits cannot efface it. It's permanent, indelible.
Barrister, did it start today? Did Boko Haram start today? Did
it
start
today? No, it's been there.
Exactly, it's been there.
It's been there, Director.
Yes. So
this guy who's trading to Cameroon, and I mean, are testing him, maybe they want to give him amnesty. It's all fake. He's trying to infiltrate into that area because the Cameroon people don't spare Boko Haram. They're always killing them. So this guy wants to use trickery to go inside Cameroon to survey, just like Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are in all the states in Biafra land.
Do you know, I wanted to say
all
that.
All they are doing is... Sorry?
I wanted to say exactly the same thing, that this is just a ruse.
All right.
They just want to plan
anything you
problem.
Forget, I'll remember. Whatever you forget, surely I'll remember it. He wants to use style to go inside, to penetrate, and then tell his people this is where you should go and where you should go. They should not give him any amnesty. The Boko Haram Fulani is Islamic terrorists. All of them have tricks on their sleeves. Do not fall into their tricks. Because one thing they have in mind, kill. That's all. No other agenda. They refuse to study. They refuse to be fruitful. They refuse to make anything constructively meaningful. They have no realistic option for themselves. All they believe, kill, and then you go to heaven and get seven virgins up there. This is what they have told them. A brainwashing system of education, Alamajiri style. That's all they know. But Director, the innocent, well-educated Biafrans are being killed. For what reason? I have never performed it up to today. I've never visualized the reason why we're being killed on a daily basis. And all this Western power kept quiet. My anger will come when Biafrans will start to retaliate. And you will know that the media worldwide are powerful. They'll start coming out from their woodworks. They'll crawl out. I think the guy is in Malaysia. He said he'll be the first to shoot them. The last time he went to Malaysia.
Yes.
One of their friends. Director, we follow this news and we remember what anybody said. By the way, I would want the coordinator of Malaysia to please get to me on my Skype, Imam Mezu. The coordinator for Malaysia, please get to me on my Skype, Imam Mezu. We will talk. Director, on this note, let me stand by.
Thank you very much. I was asking a question before. The question.
Sorry?
I was asking a question before. Why is it that your people, they love lies? Why do they like lies so much? What is it about our people?
Director, I tell you. You see, the reason why our people resorted into lies, one, is because of Nigeria, the expired zoo against Biafran war. Director, if you count back, because you are somebody who did history and you follow history to its finality, prior to the zoo and Biafran war, we have one community. We work cohesively. You will open your door if there is no armed robbery. You leave your barn where people put their yam. Nothing will happen to your yam. Now, what happened? After the war, A lot of our people were denied of basic, ordinary food, what to eat. Now, everybody resorted to fly to your tent, O Israel. People start crisscrossing into other people's barn. Now, they start changing boundaries. They start changing fences. The things that never occurred before start happening because of what? People have nothing to eat anymore. Because during this period, our land was made not to be fertile anymore, but they made our land very, very still. People cannot get what they want anymore. They also impoverished our land. Therefore, for you to eat, you can even use your brother and lie so as to collect money. Now, what is raining presently? Look at what we're talking about, our raising people. Does it mean that they don't know what's right or wrong? No, because they want to collect money so as to live buoyantly, so as to live big. They want to be bigger than their next door neighbor. Therefore, director, the people that dealt with us, I mean the British, they know how to starve you and you come begging for food. Remember what Bob Marley says. He said, they will use your own brother against you. When you are going to get some food, your brother will become your enemy.
But barrister,
that is what...
Yeah, I know, but you have people who are educated. You have those that say they are lawyers, they are barristers, they are this, they are that. Why? The answer you're giving me maybe applies, I can understand it as being the foundational base of the problem. But barrister,
right.
why would somebody who lives, say, for instance, in England, or say, lives, say, in America or any part of Europe, and you come and somebody will say, oh, second Niger Bridge is under construction, it's about to be finished, and you believe it, without evidence, why would you believe such a thing? You don't even ask questions. Why?
It's the money. It's bribery. There is how many of us who are engineers and doctors and this are in work. Even those back home who are engineers, you know, you who are saying we have engineers, but yet they cannot even construct roads. We have the how many of your people with degrees at home? When you were doing interview with the Malaysian lady on their television, you were telling him, I'm sorry, telling her that with 200 and something aggregate, you will still not go into university. But somebody, although you didn't complete it to this, but somebody who had one is taken into university. Now, with your own people with the highest aggregate that went to university, the one that entered into the university with just 0.1 degree will get a job. But you that have that excellent record will never go nowhere. Now, when you don't have money, somebody say, I'm going to bribe you to go and do some kind of fake broadcast propaganda. Would you do it? What about those who are here with us? Why did they join Rochas? Is it not for the sake of money, director? Is it not?
It is, of course. Is
the director there?
I'm here, I'm listening. It is, of course, it is. What else would that be? It's hunger now, poverty.
Thank you. And that is the answer for you. Good evening.
Good evening, barrister. Thank you very much for that. Hunger and poverty is the reason why we gravitate towards lies and deceit. And our lines are open. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us on Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, we will be able to take your call. If you call us on the phone line, we will take your call. Some of you have been calling us. Even whilst the barrister was speaking, now is your time to be able to do so. Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear you, Director Biafra.
Good evening, my dear brother. Yes, your name and where you're calling us from?
Yeah, I'm calling from Malaysia. My name is, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes.
My name is Odera Chukuma.
Odera, yes, go ahead, please, go
can
ahead.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. You're the one, delaying. Please go ahead, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. My name is Odera Chukuma. I'm from Umuchuku in Orumba South, local government area, in Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you.
Director, thank you very much for what you have been for us. Actually, I love what you are doing for us, but I don't want to go straight to the head news, the news of the line of today. I've been trying this number for a long time, But I thank God that I made I have succeeded today. Okay. So yes, but right now, I want to say this is the year or whatever they call themselves, because my anger is on those stupid people who call themselves the year. I want to let them know that they are very, very foolish and very, very stupid, because in this world, we have left and the right, and we have tall and the small, and we have fat and the slim. Okay? So we have land and the sky. Okay? So everything on this earth, we have anything that has a beginning, has end. I want to tell these billionaire people or whatever they call themselves that the end of Nigeria also is happy, is already. So whoever that is, because of what they are eating, director, I have worked with these people, this government of attempt for Anambra before I travel to Malaysia. These people are very criminal, very criminal, very dubious, I'm telling you. But I don't want to go on that side, but my anger rely on those people call themselves the year. Well, especially that one guy that questioned you one day in Spain, called Ikemachukwu. I want to tell that guy, I know he must be listening to me now. Let me know that I'm come from Anambra, Orumba South, Umuchukwu town. I repeat it again. If they pamper because of they are eating money or this and what, to buy Biafra, I'm going, January, I'm going home. I will personally buy compassion on my own. I will buy compassion on my own. I know those stupid people. Because instead of telling people to leave and spoiling people up and down, we will finish them and make sure that things work out. So what I'm telling you, director, right on, and we don't fear. We are telling before our enemy, don't fear. Okay? That's what I want to tell you. That's right on.
That is no fear. Thank you, my dear brother. No fear. I'm going to go. Fear more can come out. It is inconceivable. We have fear before. Before any enemy we meet, we cannot contemplate being afraid. It's impossible. Impossible. I will go home again to preach this very gospel, the gospel of restoration. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kelechukwu. Kelechukwu Alo. I'm calling from Mauritania.
From Mauritania. Please, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to thank you for the good work you are doing for us and how you have been educating us on this on this issue of Biafra and for us to get to know who we are. Director, I want to tell you that our people, I don't know really know our problem, but I really believe in your speeches where you say we are children of God. Can you believe it? There is a place in Abakeleke, in a born state, despite no matter how your bone broke, if you went there, they will arrange it. And this man has not gone to school to study that, to how to repair bone. You understand?
Yes.
Those things shows that there is many things. That is any miracle you are seeking as an Igbo man, as an Biafran, that all those miracles you are seeking are there with you. But we are just blind, too blind to see it. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I could remember there are some people, some family you will go, they only know how to cure, maybe when you have headache or stomach bite, the family will just give you the medicine, and when you take it, everything will go off without going to hospital.
That is true.
And they don't attend to school. And that is miracle. And our people are still blind, going to Yoruba churches, taking all kind of miracle, which they don't even exist and don't even see it. All my advice is that you just continue. By special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, Biafra is here with us. Thank you, sir.
He say, thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. We are going over to the other Skype line. Can you hear me? The caller on that very line, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on the line. Can you hear me on Skype? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They are there, but they cannot hear me for some reason. They cannot hear me. We are live. Our lines are open. And if you call us, we should be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you from wherever you are on the face of the earth. We had a caller on Skype, but they're not saying anything. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. I think such people, I don't know what is wrong with them. I can't understand it. Maybe the line is a bit faulty or shaky from their side. And once again, we are live. We are direct. Let us try and see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. No, you cannot. You say you can hear me, but your voice is very, very faint. Can you hear me now?
No.
It's your fault from your side. You are not close to your microphone. The fault is coming from your...
My director.
I can hear you now. Where have you been? You cannot be in the kitchen and your microphone is in the living room and you want to speak to us. We can't hear you.
My director. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm sorry. Please. I am calling from United Arab Emirates.
Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Are you part of the family in the UAE? Have you attended our meeting before in the UAE?
And I am also the chief of the volunteer officer of the UAE. My name is Archie Ben from Nkere in Kano East, local government area of Enugu State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Thank you. Go ahead.
My director, I want to thank you and continue to thank you for your good work. I am proud of you, my director.
Thank you.
My director, I listened to Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to the UN.
It was an earthquake. Allah Majiji. Netanyahu blew the UN apart today. It was an earthquake. Earthquake. Archie Ben, can you hear me?
His line is not very stable.
Can you hear me?
No, he cannot hear me. His line is unstable. We are going therefore to the phone. We are going to the phone.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, direct.
Yes. Your name and where you're calling
director.
Us from. Yes, I can hear you too. Your name and where you're calling us from.
My name is Richard Nudez. I'm calling from Japan. I'm from Nairobi.
Thank you. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Reto, keep giving me the opportunity to speak again. I want to comment on you, first of all, for the job you have been doing so far. And I want to encourage you and your group to continue taking us home, because we really need to go back home. So, as what we are doing, I can see we are progressing, not in a very short time. We are going to be in our promised land, the Biafra land, where God has prepared for us. So, Director, I want to say something about what people are complaining and saying about this issue of Biafra, and I want to use this opportunity to advise all our people all over the world, all the people who have been supporting what we are doing, that they should not go back or they should not think back, and that they should not allow anybody to deceive them, because what we are doing is right, and we are going to the right direction. Because a lot of people say Radio Biafra is, they are just calling people, making money from people, duping people, they are playing for one night and this and that.
Where are you calling us from? Hold on, where are you calling us from?
Japan.
How much did Japan donate to the struggle this month?
Hello, sir?
How much did Japan give to the struggle this very month? How much did Japan contribute to Radio Biafra this month?
I can't hear you very well, sir.
How much did Japan contribute to the struggle this month? How much did Japan contribute to Radio Biafra this month?
Every month we contribute around...
I will ask you again. How much did you contribute this month? And to who? Who did you send the money to this month we are in?
Okay, me, myself.
How much did Japan contribute for the month of September? And who did they send the money to? I'll ask you, how much is it did Japan send this month? I'll ask you for the last time. How much did Japan send? The people are saying that the money they are giving to us. How much did Japan send? Tell us, you're calling from Japan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How much did Japan send?
It's our coordinator that always send the money. And
Do you know that there was no money from Japan? Do you know that Japan did not contribute any money? So this money you're talking about, where is it coming from? Did you contribute money this month?
It's coming. I will ask you again.
You yourself speaking. Did you contribute money this month?
Yeah. I don't know if Onyeka has not sent the money, but
We have not received any money from Japan for over 4 months.
Okay, we are going. Hold on a second.
No, let me finish. Let me finish so the world will understand this very clearly. When you're calling from Japan and talking such rubbish, I will not accept it.
No, sir.
Nobody from Japan. Hang on, let me finish.
Yeah.
People are talking to you from Japan. Sure. Tell the idiots talking to you from Japan. Nobody has contributed money from Japan apart from my brother that went home. So what are you talking about?
Okay,
which money is it you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking,
you have not contributed any money, and you're talking about money contributed by other people. Have you contributed a penny? Yourself speaking. Have you? Have you? The answer is no.
Hello, sir.
The answer is a capital no. Our Igbo people, your problem is stupidity. That is one single problem you have. You have not contributed a damn to Radio Biafra. You're saying what people are saying in Japan. Japan have not sent us a dime. Not one dime have they sent to us. For the upkeep of Radio Biafra, you're talking about money. See how foolish Igbo people are. I don't understand these people. I don't understand them. May God help them. May God help them. They have very... No wonder Awusa General Tukwane here anyway. No wonder Awusa is in charge of their lives. People, you don't come on Radio Biafra and talk rubbish. You have not contributed. Not a single penny. And you're busy talking. You have not contributed. Not one dime. But you're talking as if you have. Anyway, Hausa will continue ruling you until you come to your senses. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we don't take stupid calls from stupid people. If you have made contribution to Radio Biafra, then you can speak with authority. Not when you have not. You cannot speak with authority. You cannot. You cannot speak with authority. As I said, I will be announcing the names of all the coordinators who will no longer be working with us because they have not met the obligation. It's as simple as that. When people talk, we know those who are talking, not those who are just talking just for the sake of it. We wouldn't have that. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. If you call us, we should be able to take your calls. And I believe that both our Skype lines are fully functioning, Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Our telephone line is also on. You can reach us on +44 208 133 9976. You can also reach us on +44 78 313 08 376. The caller on the phone, Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
Hello, my name is Chukwemeka Ezeji.
Chukwemeka Ezeji, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Benue State.
From Benue State. Did you contribute any money to Radio Biafra this month?
I don't know anything.
No, I will ask you a direct, simple question. Hold on a second. Did you contribute money to Radio Biafra this month?
Contribution on what I don't know about.
No, yes or no.
So
yes.
I will use it to call.
I asked you a yes or no question. Yes or no. When you're prepared to answer the question, then you'll be able to speak on Radio Biafra. It's a simple question. Yes or no. And you're going off on a long-winded story. I hate too much stories. That is something we need to try and resolve. The stupidity of our people. I can't take it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me? His name is Ken Lab 12. I don't know why he cannot hear me. I don't know why. Maybe he's a first-time caller. He cannot hear me. When he can hear me, he is more than free to speak. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are live and we are direct. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. If we ask you a question, you simply answer the question. If we ask you a question, just try and answer it. I don't know if some people are just trying to test out to see if our Skype line is working or not. Of course it is working. If you call us and you have something to say, you should try and say it. If you say it, we will be able to take your call. If you put us on the spot, we'll answer your question. If we ask you a question, can you answer it? That is as simple as that. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Nzeribe Iwondo. I'm from Umuezawon in the Himebano local government in Biafra land.
Have you contributed to Radio Biafra this month?
Director, actually, I have not made my own contribution.
Then you can continue. I want to see where this money is coming from. People are giving us. Everybody that calls, I'm going to ask that question. So you have not contributed. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much.
Our people are foolish. Go ahead, please.
Director, there is something that is confusing me that I would like to ask.
Go ahead.
Director, is this a red cap of a thing? Is it a tradition of Igbos, the red cap? Is it a tradition of Igbos?
It's a tradition, but not a culture. It's a tradition, yes.
So can it be abolished when the Biafra comes? Because
you don't like
Director. Director, why I'm asking this is because I've never seen a red cap man that is a truthful man. I've never seen a red cap man that is a good man in short. All the red cap that I've seen in this my life, Director, I'm telling you, even the youth that have started wearing the red caps, they got themselves initiated into the evil men. So, Director, I want to know if such a thing can be abolished because it's turning evil in our communities. Because someone will go to the market and bought a red cap and put it on his head, and maybe he will be answering one title. From that title, the ego will enter into his mind and they will be, you know, doing some kind of things, and automatically the person will become evil.
Yes, Director, you know why they're evil? You know why they're evil? It's because when you're wearing a red cap, it means that the blood, when you speak, when you tell a lie, that the blood of the victims of your lie will be on top of your head. They don't know the meaning of it. Every idiot will go and buy a red cap and put on their head and be telling lies. And that is why, as you said, evil spirits goes inside them after a while because they are not fit to wear the red cap. Red cap signifies a semblance of decency and honesty. If you wear a red cap and you go and lie, the blood of those that suffer as a result of your lies will be on top of your head. That is the meaning of it. But they don't understand it because they don't know their culture. Thank you very much, Manabra, for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me, Celestine? Can you hear me? Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me, sir? My name is Celestine. I'm calling from Japan.
From Japan. How much did you contribute to Radio Biafra this month?
£300. We haven't paid for the past 4 months.
Where did you pay this money to?
To Thomas Onyema. To Western Union.
Through Western Union. We have not received any money from Japan, for your information.
We have not paid for the past 4 months. We are consistent in paying our money, sir.
We have not received any money from Japan. That's what I'm telling you. Do you want me to show you Radio Biafra account so you can see it?
You can Thomas Onyema come on air confirm that because we have been paying, sir.
Okay. I will have to go and ask him because we have our accounts. Anybody that pays, the payment is there. It is very clear. Very, very clear. And I can tell you, hang on a second. I can tell you categorically I have not seen any payment from Japan for the past 4 or 5 months. None whatsoever.
Please confirm. It's very important because so many people are listening to this.
I will do so. I will confirm with him. But I have not received any money. We have not received any from Japan for the past 4 months.
I paid the last order for the last month to pay the money. And it was paid. The slip was sent.
We have not seen it. If you can forward those to us, I'll be very grateful.
We can forward it again this morning.
Try and do so. Do so immediately. Let's confirm because I can tell you categorically there has been no funding from Japan that I can tell you. For sure, for certain. I can tell you that.
We have been, sir. You can tell him, you can call in Ebedim and ask. You can call Thomas in name and ask.
I will do so. I will definitely do so. But send the receipts you have. Send it to Nebedim. Nebedim will forward it to us. Scan your receipts and send it to Nebedim. He will forward it to us. As simple as that.
Okay. do that. I can even send that to your, on your own line too as well.
Try and do so. Try and do so. Try and do so.
It's very important. So many people are listening to this.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead and send it to me. If you don't, I'll remind you tomorrow live on air. Thank you very much. Thank you. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, I can hear you loud and clear.
What is your name, please?
My name is Mr. Onuzurike.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Germany.
How much did you give to Radio Biafra this month?
I'm regular payer.
No, I said how much did you contribute to Radio Biafra this month?
At least 50 euro.
50 euro. Who did you give it to?
I'm coordinator and my co-coordinator.
Your co-coordinator from which area? I'm asking you.
I'm calling from Stuttgart.
Have you asked your coordinator if they've paid the money to Radio Biafra or not?
Maybe the money is there. So
no, I didn't say maybe. I did not say maybe. Everybody calling this evening saying they have made contribution. I am writing your names down. Have you asked your coordinator if the funds have gotten to Radio Biafra or not?
Director. We in Stuttgart here is regular pay. I am a regular payer of Radio
People Biafra. Say they are regular payers, but we are not. Listen, let me finish. We are not receiving the money. That's what I'm saying to people this evening. Therefore, I resent people talking rubbish and saying they're contributing money. The money is not coming to Radio Biafra. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
What you're saying is maybe it's truth. I don't know. I'm not entitled to Radio Biafra account, but what I'm telling you that
go and ask your coordinator. You say you're calling from Stuttgart. I have made note of Japan and also of Stuttgart. Director. Go and speak to your coordinator. Tell your coordinator to send to Dosiem receipts of all his contributions to Radio Biafra.
Assistant coordinator, Mr. Onuzurike and Chineke Mam in Stuttgart, we are regular pair of Radio Biafra.
Do you have the receipts to prove these things?
We have the receipts.
Send it to Dosiem, the European rep. Dosiem will send it to me by tomorrow morning so I can confirm it and come back on air and say it. We don't hide anything on Radio Biafra. It's in the open. Receipts. Send it to Dosiem. And I don't know who goes on in that. Send it to a Dosiem in Switzerland, and he will send it to me.
Okay.
We have not received any funding from Stuttgart for this month, for your information.
Director, I am paying here. I am paying.
I did not say you are not. I said we have not received anything from Stuttgart. If you have it, send it to a Dosiem. That's what I'm saying to you.
I have the receipts. So all these things are.
Send it to Dosiem and they will forward it to us. Go ahead.
So that is why about the funding something you are talking about. That's why I call. I haven't called. It's more than 4 months or 5 months now. So it's not necessary every day to be calling, but it is good the way you started asking people, have you paid? Because
You have idiots coming up and talking nonsense. Oh, this thing. The idiot has not contributed a penny. You have fools, evil men with nothing to do, talking rubbish all the time. Useless men, useless, hopeless evil men that have no brain. They come to the door to talk rubbish on the air. We'll ask you, have you paid? If you don't pay for BBC, you go to prison in England. At work and poor, you go to prison. People listen to Radio Biafra, they think it's a joke, they work for our people. You have not contributed, you come to here to talk rubbish. Please go ahead.
Yeah, what I really want to say is, I don't want to thank you because this work is for everybody, it's not only for you. It's not easy, you know. People are calling every day and talking whatever they like, but they are not making effort in anything. In where I'm staying here in Stuttgart, we are not up to five, but we are fulfilling our duty. So I'm sure of that. And I want you to really emphasize about this particular funding of Radio
Biafra. Doing it now. This anybody that calls, I will ask so that when you go about to be a palo and be gossiping, the world will hear your voice that you've not contributed any dime. Everybody that said they've contributed, I have given Japan and yourself an assignment this evening. Scan your receipt, send it to a Dosiem. Then we'll correspond and cross-check what we have to see if at all it's coming. If not, tomorrow I'm announcing it live on air. Live on air tomorrow that you're lying to me. And the consequences will be disastrous. The same thing with Japan. People cannot come on the air. Everybody says, oh, we are supporting the Biafran struggle, we are contributing, when that is not the case. I can name the countries that contribute regularly. United States of America, United Kingdom, Malaysia, China, Sweden. I don't even know for this month if they're contributing or not. And that is, and France, God bless them, in France as well. And that is the end of it. Have Spain paid? The answer is no. How about Italy? Not only 2 zones out of 15. People are talking so much crap. It's unbelievable. People talk so much nonsense. I don't know where they were raised. Mom was just talking to mom workers. I can't understand these people at all. They think we are here to take prisoners. We don't. Biafra will be whiter than white, the same way we are, and whiter than snow. And live on air. Not there is no secret. Secret, Eje Megan. Live on air.
It is very, very good. I support the idea because it's only this morning. This morning I was talking with my co-coordinator because two of us are working as coordinator here in Stuttgart. He's telling me that our money was increased on this last month and this month. That me and him, we are talking how we are going to, because our money was increased. So even me, I don't know. It's him that is telling me this morning that we have to know how we are going to make sure that we complete our obligation to do what we're supposed to do just this morning before you just, the guy just called from Japan. That's why I call. It's not, I'm not talking about me particularly, but I'm talking generally. Everybody should try and support what we are doing so that this struggle will move quickly. People ask, why are you not in the ground? Why are you not doing this? But which efforts have we made? We are not making enough effort. Everybody is focusing on the director. Thank you, director. Thank you, director. And what, director, what I want to tell you, this thank you, stop receiving it.
If anybody calls me again to thank me, what I will tell them, they will not like it. I don't so, need your thank you. Go and support the struggle where you are. The people are saying, I should go home. I should do this. I should do that. Our people are, how foolish can some people be? How can I go and fight Boko Haram for you if I don't have weapons to do so? How can I do so? How can I do so? It is impossible. I can't do it. I have people claiming that they are, I want to know between now and tomorrow evening, from the Directorate of State to the COC, everybody, I want to know exactly what is happening. Because people say that they are contributing. We cannot see it. We are not seeing it. So where is the funding going to? I want to know. Or maybe people call on air and say, oh, we are funding when they are not. I don't know if they are lying. Whoever is lying, we are going to find out between now and tomorrow.
So, Director, the only money I think we are holding here is the increment of the amount which they increased last month, which I don't know. And my co-coordinator just called me this month. That is the only money I'm sure we are holding for what we our own part of payments. That is what I can just say. So please, Director, you should try to emphasize on this particular issue of payment because our people, I'm sorry. I don't think that we are going to get this Biafra if we continue like this.
We will get it. We'll get it. Don't worry about that. Biafra will come. But we'll know where to place all these people. We know them very well. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the other line, please. Can you hear me? On Skype as well. Can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Please, your name and where you're coming from.
Good evening, coordinator, director.
Yes,
my
please.
Name is Brown, but I'm calling from Ireland.
From Ireland. Which zone in Ireland are you in?
Cork.
Cork has Cork. Paid. They have paid Can't from Cork. Cork. I know that for sure. I know that Cork have paid. That is obvious. I know that for sure. Because
hallelujah. That is what I'm trying to say now. Because yes. We were in Limerick yesterday. Kerry. So we have a general meeting, and it went well, you know. And I have my receipt for defense fund with me.
No, I know if it's Cork, I can go to sleep. I know very well. Even before then, Isaiah Oba on a national level in Ireland has been doing very well. That is obvious.
Isaiah Oba is a great man. Believe me, that guy. I just watched him yesterday. He's a very great man. He's a great Biafran. Believe me.
He is. He's one of us.
He has so much talking, but he's a great man from his speech, you know, yesterday. What I'm trying to say, Director, is what you are saying about money now is very, very important. if you can continue with this method they are using now, believe me, we will raise a lot of money because this is not a joke.
Not a joke. People are not carrying.
People will call you and tell you, "Director, I'm here front and back. I'm here front. I'm here stomach. I'm here. I'm not okay." But they will not put money down. It's a very shameful thing. A matured man will come to something people may make, and they will not bring fathom, and they will talk and talk and talk and go home. What nonsense is that? No matter the situation you are in, you try to explain or bring as you can. You know, people take this movement as a joke. You know,
it's no longer a joke. I welcome the call from Japan. It's no longer a joke. From this very night onwards, it's no longer. There is going to be wholesale. Oh my God in heaven! There is going to be surgical review of the struggle. Surgical.
I support what they are saying. Anybody that calls, you ask him where is his money. Do you have your defense fund receipt with you? This is how to make the movement move ahead, not talking.
Talking nonsense. You talk so much crap.
As long as finance, it's nothing. You have to get finance. Finance the struggle. You know?
Thank you very much.
I support you in this, please. Go ahead and at the same time, I want to add another thing.
Go ahead.
You know, when you start giving us your policies in Biafra, it makes my heart full of joy. I always try to request this from you all the time. Please continue to give us Biafra policy, how Biafra will look like. You know, Dr. Ogedi, the other time requested such thing from you. In a week, maybe two or three this broadcast, you try to tell us what Biafra will look like, please. It is very, very important. It's going to move a lot of people. Because it was somebody that na onye nwunye di ime na aga akwụghị ụgwọ like they do here. Or if you don't have a job, you will get money to eat. All those kidnapping 419 will be switched away. And here our people need to hear. Because the journey is not only for people in the diaspora. The journey, the heat of the journey is people known by people that are in Biafra land. So this is what I'm trying to request from you all the time. Because whenever you say something like that, I always be very, very happy of myself. Because this is a place I would like my kids to go back so that they can enjoy the same life they are enjoying here. You know? Imagine how our place would be like this place. Everybody got happy. And this is why we are fighting towards this thing. I'm going to support this movement at all costs. I will continue to support it. So I am with you. And I want to use this opportunity to thank my able coordinator and all my members that went to Kerry yesterday, including our national coordinator. He's a brave man.
He is one of us. You know what that means? He is one of us.
Yes. You know? Thank you, Director.
Thank you,
Madam.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have another caller on the line on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Efa Chukwu Emmanuel Okonwike. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain. Yeah,
thank you very much. Please go ahead. Have you paid your dues for this month?
That's exactly what I want to clarify.
No, I'll answer my question. It's a direct question, yes or no.
Yes.
Barcelona, hang on a second. Have Barcelona remitted their money to Radio Biafra?
Barcelona and Madrid has paid 500 euros.
No, I said, have they remitted their money to Radio Biafra? That's what I said.
I'll confirm from our financial secretary right
now. Go and check because they have not. Continue.
Okay. I personally has paid.
Everybody that have paid, go and ask your coordinator. And ask your coordinator. All of you that claim all over the world, we have paid. Ask your coordinator to show you the receipt. Those receipts should be forwarded to the respective continental reps not later than 12 o'clock tomorrow. If you sent it to somebody, I need to know who you sent it to. I want to know. So I can account to the Biafran people and Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs as well. Very, very important. Please continue. But I can tell you nothing from Barcelona and Madrid. I can tell you that. Go ahead.
Okay. So, because I'm happy the way the program today is going, because when you look at things now, you see that people are not serious, because we have to iron this thing out and know where the problem is. That's exactly what we are hitting. So let us know exactly where the problem is. I was speaking with my friend today from Bergen, Norway. This guy has they are up to date. Which the last one before I left today, he went and paid
the money. National coordinator for Norway. Where is the money for the past 4 months? Ask them.
That chief, that we get to know whether people are eating Biafran's money now. We have to know this. The people we appointed people. You see, so okay, I'll get back.
Try and do that and get back to us.
But only said that we have to know exactly people who are presiding over the people. So that is, we are not getting wrong people on the or are presiding over people.
Simple. I agree with what you said. Go back to your coordinator and then you get back to your coordinator in Barcelona. Should send their receipts to Edozium in Switzerland. Edozium should forward it to me. Every continental rep before 12 o'clock tomorrow, if I don't receive that information, that continental rep will stand down tomorrow. Before 12 o'clock tomorrow. Everybody. I said, if your rep is not listening, explain to your rep. They have my email address. I need a full itinerary of the... I need receipts. I have paid on the air. Receipts to confirm payment.
Okay.
Or I will start from the rep tomorrow. From the rep itself. Then they'll know
from
how hard we are.
From the state, not only them. From the regular state.
Everybody is affected. This nonsense is too much. Yes. Everybody, yes. Nobody spared. I said everybody from top to bottom is affected by this. We are not joking anymore. Nonsense, Akagala. Yes. Go home. Do this. People talk so much rubbish. Do you know? I ask people, how daft can we be? People talk so much rubbish. You have not contributed a dime, and you're saying, oh, asinana, through nego. Asinana, through nego. People are in serious. It's not my fault. I didn't start it. Somebody else did this evening, and people must get it this evening from me, not from anybody. Tell Continental that I'm telling the head of the Directorate of State, 12 o'clock tomorrow, God is my witness, 12 noon tomorrow. Everybody from top to bottom. If I don't receive that information by 12 noon tomorrow, the continent is coming from, the rep will stand down tomorrow. I start from there. Everybody is affected. Everybody. Nobody spared. COC will do their job. The head of director will do their job. I said before 12 noon tomorrow afternoon. Then you will know. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, my name is Obi Okoye. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Have you paid your monthly dues?
Yes, Director, I've paid.
From Verona, Italy, I can confirm that Verona, Italy, we have received their payment. Yes, we have.
Yes, Director.
Verona, Italy, is that not the place for our dear brother, what's his name again, the coordinator? You're breaking up. You are breaking up, my dear brother, you're breaking up. The caller on the main Skype line, can you hear me? The caller on the main Skype line, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, this is Madabuchi Chibeze, the national coordinator of France, formerly known as Valentine Eze.
You are not owing any dime. France is up to date. France is one of the most reliable and up to date. France is not owing a dime. I can tell you that.
Director, I salute your courage and I thank you for wonderful work you've been doing. The reason why I called this evening is because Emanasi Akota Kodonyo Yamosi Sepanite Kuo Yisi. This issue you raised this evening It's very long time I've been trying. How can we do this? But you raised it. So I call to give my support on it. Anybody that called on this radio, have you paid your monthly dues? Have you paid your defense fund? It's very, very important to us. We cannot sit down here and talk from generation to generation without doing anything. People will say, hey, go, why? You never start. Do this, do that. How much have you contributed? Are you contributing or not? So I only call director to say, this system we adopt this evening. Let it not end this evening. Let us continue with this particular. It's very, very important. I think that if that will be the way to wake our people up, let it be. But it's very, very important to us, director. So continue with this question. If they don't listen to us, maybe they can listen when you ask such a question. So that's all I have to say. Once again, I will say thank you very much and continue with what you are doing.
We are not
this very system. I really like it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The other caller on Skype, notwithstanding, they are still calling because they are Biafran friends, because they are genuine. What is your name and where are you calling from? The caller on Skype. Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Amara Chukwundu BC. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Malaysia is up to date, so continue, please. Continue.
Yeah, Director, I wanted to say something because this very issue you raised this morning here is very, very vital. A lot of people are coming up to say whatever they like, whatever they that pleases them. It's not, this is not the time to always be coming online to bargain on something that is not relevant. So I urge you to keep on, even you, to the director, you also have to instruct our beloved brother, which I may fall to also continue from here. Even the time you are not here to broadcast, let them continue from here. Anybody that called, let them ask that person, have you contributed for this mode? What have you done so far? I think that is going to lead us to somewhere rather than coming here to say something that is irrelevant. Thank you very much. This is what I want to contribute.
Thank you very much. Malaysia is up to date. They are beloved and up to date. The caller on the other line, can you hear me? The caller on the main Skype line, remember where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
I can hear you. Director. What is your, yes, I can hear you. What is your name, please?
Okay. Yes, my name is Godspower Gaius. I'm calling from Bremen, Germany.
Do you have any Igbo sounding name? Godspower Gaius is not an Igbo name. Do you have an Igbo
Chukwuma.
Name?
Chukwuma.
That is Chukwuma. Your name. Chukwuma is your name. Please go ahead. Where are you calling from in Germany again?
Yes. In Bremen.
Bremen. Have Bremen paid for the month of September? Have you contributed?
Yes, I have contributed.
I can tell you now that Bremen have not paid.
But you just said that Bremen has contributed.
No, not Bremen. I said France, not Bremen. Not Bremen, okay. Not Bremen, Germany. France have paid. Malaysia have paid. USA have paid. United Kingdom, they never fail. They pay all the time. These are the hardcore people that pay every month without fail. And also Indonesia. I'm so sorry. Indonesia, please do forgive me. Indonesia is also very regular. They never miss. Bremen have not paid.
Is it for the month of September? Or
no,
Bremen has never been paying at all.
No.
Sorry,
when it was Germany combined, Germany used to pay. So when it hadn't been broken into zones, Germany would pay. We have to struggle for Germany to pay. But eventually they will pay. Go back and ask your coordinators. If you say you've been contributing money, go and ask them where is the money. Because it's not coming through to us. It is not coming.
Please, Director. Like the other caller said, it is very, very necessary to get this thing straight because we have been accused of playing 419, of extracting funds or trying to extort money from people. And that is why it is necessary to get this thing straight. So, and that's why I want to get things straight myself. When did you people separate Germany into zones? And when from which month are they
from
supposed?
This month, September, is meant to be separate. We have gone to zones apart from United States of America, apart from United Kingdom and Malaysia with China, and also Indonesia and France, of course, because they're very, very regular. Every other place is broken down into pieces, into zones. How many zones have paid from Italy? Italy is about 15 zones. It's only phase two so long that I can remember. Only if they have done so this night that I've been on air.
Good.
Even Padova, I don't think they have paid. I'm not too sure, but I know that Padova, even Padova itself, they have not paid. What type of nonsense is this? People call on the air all the time. We support. So people think that somehow we are washed with me. And Ejire, if we have those millions by now, I'll be at home on the front line fighting.
Director, this is not what I call. I don't have interested in Hemegana, Italy, or in France, or in London. I am interested in Hemegana, Bremen. And I have always been a supporter of grassroots followership, because I believe that is where we will make more impact. As Betano, our home nama. And I will be more interested if we pursue the nama instead of it pursue the ano. And this is where I always stand. So if you say Bremen has not paid for September, because I know that we meet, like for October, we are going to meet this coming weekend, which is the 4th. And then we contribute our money so that before the middle of the month, the money will be sent. So I am expecting that the one for September should have been sent where it's supposed to have gone. So, but now I'm getting a new information that it's since September, this law is since September, that each zone is now on its own to send directly to Radio Biafra its funds. So I'm going to pursue this very question for our own people here in Bremen. I'm not interested in what is I've always known, and I've always been not. Things haven't been going well with me when it comes to the national level, because there are so many things that happened in the past that I didn't have to swallow it. Okay. But I said, just for the sake of Biafra, we'll let it go. But that's not what I'm interested in now. So please, director, let us concentrate on our brothers and our sisters. Let us concentrate on how to get a master plan on how to reach out to where they are, because people always say they are listening. And I don't see these people listening. Because if people are listening, if 1,000 people listen, and at the end of the day, 10 people pay, how many people would then pay when 1 million people listen? This is the question we must ask ourselves, because it's not everybody who listens will definitely pay.
Not listen, my dear brother. Let me make something very clear to you. You know, our people, Emana, Eru, I don't know how, when I go on a beer, everybody thinks that person will bring the grass. And, you know, because of the way we are, because of the way we carry ourselves, people somehow stupidly think that we have millions. The truth is that we don't. That is the fact of, we just don't. I want people, all the countries of the world in over 88, go and ask your national coordinator or your local coordinator, please show us all the money we've been contributing. Where is it, in fact? Show us the proof that you remitted this money to London. Show us proof. People will be shocked what they will see. It has not been coming. It has not been coming. Simple as that.
Because, director, if, like the brother who called from Stuttgart, how can you people be talking about increment of monthly funds when the old funds, you cannot even meet up to it? I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Let them first of all meet up to the old funds before you talk about increment. So I'm wondering. So I know that my coordinator told me about the increment, which those of us in the meeting said, we are not going to be a partaker of any increment. You don't tell us to increase something when those of us who are already there are struggling to meet up with the old bill. So, no burdens on anybody. But as long as Bremen is concerned, I know that Bremen, every month, Bremen contributes what is supposed to contribute. And as at now, it was 120 euros as at that time. So any increase, any difference, now I do not know about it. But, and I'm sure that this thing, every month, the only one we are now, I know that we've not gotten is the one for October, which we are going to collect on Saturday. So please, my only, what I'm going to tell people or what my own advice here is, we must focus on getting our brothers together. Bearing in mind that it is not everybody who listens or it's not everybody who attends our meetings will partake financially. But the more people that partakes, the more percentage of people you get who will contribute, even if everybody does not contribute. And this is my own little experience here in Germany. This is how Germany stands, and this is why Germany is ruling Europe, and this is why Germany is carrying the Europe all over. It is the little cents. They sell things here with cents. And that is where they profit, they make their profit. It's in those cents, not in the euro themselves.
Of course.
It's in the cents. And we I don't understand. If you go to a black man's business, he wants to make 200 euro at one slash.
We don't want to do
you
that.
Know? So
we want the participation of everybody, my dear brother. And thank you very, very much. The lines are going crazy and people want to speak. Because
all right. Thank you very much,
thank
director.
You very much. Thank you. Here we are very open. Everything I know, if you want to see our accounts, go to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. It's online. Go and download it. You see it there for yourself. We are required by law to file our accounts with the British government every blessed year because Radio Biafra, RBL Management Services Limited, is registered in England. That's where we are. Go there. You will see it online. You will see it, everything there. Give me your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Director, my name is Uchi Uchuku. I'm calling from Mozambique. I'm the coordinator of Mozambique.
Have you paid from Mozambique?
Yes, Director, we have paid.
Well, who did you pay to?
We paid to the headquarters in Enugu.
In Enugu, okay, no problem. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to make an announcement regarding our Atonement Day. All African coordinators will be meeting tomorrow. We'll have a meeting tomorrow on Skype. Immediately
sorry,
after
before
the...
you continue, how much do you pay from Mozambique?
Director, we paid around 51,000 naira. It was in naira.
51,000 naira. Thank you. Is it for 1 month or for 2 months?
It's for 2 months because we are only four.
You people have done very well. Yeah. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Like I was saying, all African coordinators will be meeting tomorrow by 7 p.m. immediately after the 7 p.m. broadcast. This meeting is inclusive all national and zonal coordinators. Because we have to finalize the arrangements regarding our Atonement Day. Okay. Please, this meeting is very important to
what
all African national. We don't have fixed time. It's immediately after the night broadcast.
Okay.
We commence the meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. So please, every African national. Yeah, thank you so much, Director.
Everybody is invited to that meeting. Every national coordinator in Africa and zonal coordinator. There's a meeting tomorrow immediately after the broadcast, please. They know how they do it. Only Mozambique, four people. But they still managed to send over £100 home. Four people only. And Bremen is 100, is it $120, 120 euros? And they're complaining. Only four people in Mozambique contribute more money than Bremen. In Mozambique, that is. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can, Director.
My dear brother, Obidio Bion, I know your voice anytime, any place. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. That is our coordinator in Los Angeles. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity. I was poised to call in this afternoon because I see how this today's program is going. Director, if somebody would say, don't thank you, I will tell that person to do something so we can thank him. Because so I will always remain grateful for what you're doing. But at the same token, I just want to let me thank Biafrans all over the world because I know there are so many well-meaning Biafrans all over the world who are doing their best, who are very positive to make sure that this noble project is fulfilled. But on the other side of it, I want to tell you, Director, I really sympathize for you right now. Okay, the reason why I say I sympathize for you is like you have to be all over the place. Your health is a concern to me, okay, my brother, because I don't know what is wrong with our people. If we want to get stuck all over the world, then it's up to our choice. It's up to us to make that decision. The reason why I say I call this that is like everything is on you. You have to read the news. You have to educate us. You have to tell us everything. And I thought that about 5 months or 4 months ago, there were people who were appointed to oversee these financials. Okay? So the reason why I call is because why is it that it's on you right now to call out these individuals who are not paying? Why can't we have a day when these people that are appointed to oversee our financials are going to stay on this radio and call out everybody instead of putting it back on you? Because it seems like if someone is appointed to do a job and it's pushed back to you because eventually they are not meeting with these people who are not paying. Can we just make a program whereby these people will give us financial updates and call out people who are not paying instead of putting it back on you? Because, I mean, your health is in question in all this, my brother. And I don't really appreciate that you are the one sitting on top of this money issue now, whether people pay or not, because you have more to do. That's why I called. Let you know to consider that. Take it back to the people who oversee our financial. Let them come to the radio and tell us how we're doing. If there's people who are not paying, let them tell us who are not paying. And then for individuals, we can filter them out. Because sometimes I can imagine that over 2,000 people are calling this radio. If 2,000 people give $100, we know how much we already got. If 2,000 people will be willing to give us $1,000, that means we have $2 million right there, and we don't have to be bickering. Please, my brother, your health is of utmost importance to me because we need you. No one can do what you're doing right now. So you need to call out those people that are appointed to oversee our finances. Let them figure out how they are going to bring a program on the radio or more than one program and tell us how we're doing financially and call out those people that are calling this radio for nonsense. And let me remind all Biafrans all over the world, I've said it before and I'll say it again. It's better you do not call Radio Biafra and make false promises than call. Because it's going to be worse to, Jesus Christ said to the disciples, it's better you tie a grinding stone on your neck and get drowned in the water than to deceive these little children. In other words, there's no point of you calling Radio Biafra, we are on your side, we are by your side, we are before you, we are behind you, when you cannot make a single contribution to what we're doing. And at the same time, remember what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. The disciples were there preaching and doing good. People were selling things and bringing to the feet of the apostles because of the faith they found and what is going on. Until Ananias and Sapphira decided to do otherwise. Remember, those men are ready to carry you out if you are calling Radio Biafra for nothing. Thank you, Director, and I want to thank our Biafrans all over the world, especially people in Biafra land who are standing for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on our main Skype line. Are you still there? This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening here. We put everything out in the open. Everything is out in the open. Can you hear me? If you can, please, once again, your name and where you are.
Hello, Director. Are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, I am Ikem Enogo Gosway, calling from Hong Kong. I'm the coordinator of Hong Kong.
Have you paid for the month of September?
Director, I think after our 30th May, I've committed £1,200 to Radio Biafra, and I have the documents.
No, have you paid for the month of September, your monthly dues? Have you paid?
Yeah, we paid. I sent 300 and something pass last month. I forwarded it into your Facebook. You will see it there, Facebook.
You paid, did you pay indirect into the bank, or did you pay it via Western Union?
Western Union, and I forwarded the receipt to you.
You forwarded it to me? For the month of September?
Yeah, check it.
Okay. Send it again, the same thing. Send it to Lebedim this night or this morning, depending on what time it is.
So Lebedim has it. Okay. Lebedim has it in his... He has it in his Facebook. I have it in his mail. He asked me to forward it to his mail. He can confirm that.
Okay, I'll do so. Lebedim will send me everything tomorrow. Tomorrow before 12 o'clock, every Continental rep will send in an update to me tomorrow before 12. And then there will be a very surgical overview or review of what we're doing, because I need people that can work. As simple as that. Please go ahead.
Okay, because it looks somehow when our colleagues start hearing it, and it will sound as maybe they contributed and it was not remitted. And if you happen to buy any third hand car, now they will tell you it's their money that you are using. You know, the way our people behave.
Of course.
So,
and rightfully so.
So that's why everything is documented, and whatever we send, we'll forward it to the WhatsApp, our group WhatsApp, so that you will see it.
Okay.
Secondly, I wanted to use this medium to announce our tournament on Friday, which commences by 4 o'clock. Though most people will be going to work and they'll be coming back very late. So our agreement is you can start wherever you are as soon as it's 4 o'clock and start praying, but we'll gather here in Shanshipo playground by 7 o'clock to make our prayer. And after which, people who want to go to work on Saturday will still gather again after their job by 7 o'clock to conclude it. So I employ everywhere, meaning their friends living in Hong Kong, to kindly join us on Friday and Saturday. Then on Sunday, 6 p.m. is our meeting. It's always every Sunday. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are going also to the other Skype line. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is AK Chika. I'm calling from Castle. And good evening, fellow Biafrans.
Thank you. Have you paid your dues for the month of September?
I don't speak for Germany, but I speak for my unit. 100% sure Kase has paid their money. We meet the deadline. We keep on meeting the deadline to the end of this struggle. Our defense fund, personally, I have paid mine. My personal contribution to the radio, too, have also paid it. I'm not speaking for Germany. I'm speaking for my unit, Kase.
Thank you.
Chicken can confirm it.
Yes, exactly. Forward all the details.
No. He has the detail already.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, what I want to say is about what is going on tonight. It will be good. These things have to be comprehensive. Just you have made the statement already. Because if you go back to the Radio Biafra, the payment system is not well coordinated there. Not most people have PayPal. There has to be an account that has to specify, not by Western Union, so that if the money is paid, it goes into the Radio Biafra and shows. Because most people, there is irregularities of finance everywhere. Most people will say they paid. There was one time here in Stuttgart. I'm not speaking for Stuttgart people. They were struggling for 2 months' payment they made. They said they did not see it. So all these things has to be revealed. There was also sometimes no way. I was aware of that. They were struggling for 2 months, payment, a unit they made. Nobody sees it. So there is need, you mentioned it already, for a complete overhaul of the financial system so that people won't be paying and the money won't, Radio Biafra won't be getting it. And the other time is that people will be believing that they are paying money, nobody is seeing it. Personally here, we in Kassel, we are paying our defense funds to Swiss. I paid my own in Swiss. So all this, and if there is a very accurate system that will put check and balance, if any payment goes into Radio Biafra, it wouldn't take 2-3 minutes. Anybody can confirm it. But the idea of paying to Western Union, I don't think that's justified. Because if it goes to Western Union, it has to go to somebody else before it has to bring it to Radio Biafra. I think if you are revealing this, please consider this. That's the only thing I want to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. We are continuing to take calls based on this very fact today. We have another person on Skype. The time now is approximately 28 minutes to 10 p.m. Your name, please, and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm speaking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, yes, Director. Good evening. This is Chukwuemeka Ojukwu calling from France and from Aloyne, the Miluko government area in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You're from France already, so I will not ask you if you have paid because France have met their obligation for the month of September. So you can go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
In fact, Director, I even call to commend our national coordinator. In fact, Valentine
Eze.
He's a man I so much respect and I so much love him because he's a true Biafran. In fact, the guy always struggle, you know, to remove shame from us, you know. And why I am calling this evening is, you know, this issue of monetary and otherwise is what I have been crying for. We have been discussing about it all the time. Why is it that there is no update coming about this thing? And you know, our people, you know, the problem our people is having is when you leave something, they will leave it. But when you keep on hammering something on something, people will now, you know, wake up and stand to do what they're supposed to do. So I think we so much let go this area. That is the reason why we are having a lot of difficulties on it. And people who you appointed to do this monetary gathering, I think they are not coming up, you know, with good thing from their office, making you to redouble your efforts in what you are doing, Director. As Obi Debienu has said, you know, I am quite in accord with him with what he said, because Director, you cannot be playing and the dancing at the same time and the singing at the same time, doing everything yourself. You are a human being. You know, the reason of appointing all these people, you know, sharing works is for people to do what? To come up, you know, and help you. You know, there was a time Moses in the Bible said that Moses, there was a time the burden was too much for Moses. Moses cried to Chukwuemeka and said, "No, God, this is too much. I can't bear it alone." And God said, "Prepare 70 men and sanctify them. For, you know, and then the power I give to you transfer to them so that they will help you, you know." So all these things, you dedicated something for them to do. Director, they are the one who's supposed to be giving us, at least they make it a point of duty to be coming out at least once or twice in a month. Be giving us an update about the funding and the defense fund. We don't hear anything about it anymore. You know, I don't know how many people who have paid. And I suggested that people, the coordinators in the whole world, Biafrans, indigenous people of Biafrans, should give our Biafrans the account details of those countries, so that the people will go and program it in their own account, so that money will be going out at least if it is every second or every fifth of every month, then so that they will not be seeing all this money, because seeing this money you will be tempted to put hand on it. But when the money is programmed, you don't see it. You know what happened? Do you know what the Pentecostal people do in America? Do you know what they do, Director?
No, I don't. Tell us.
Do you know what they do? That, what they do is they take the bank details of their company where they are working. They take the bank details of their church. They go and give it to their boss, the company they are working on. And they said, for my tithe, please, the salary, if I am earning $2,000 in a month, please, know you that $200, which is the 10% of it, will go to this, my church account, so that the rest, you pay me the rest in my account as my salary, so that that 10% will not enter my account, so that I will not be tempted. So that person now has programmed in his head, in all his endeavors, that he is now earning $1,800, whereas he's earning $2,000. But knowing full well that $200 is going direct to the church account, that he's not seeing it. That is where they are not accountable of anything, or maybe of accident payment, you know. But our people, if we can do it and program it, I think it's going to help us a lot. And Director, there are some people who are saying that they have paid, and
they have not paid. They have not paid anything.
Because it's a very interesting story. Because if they have paid, and the money, where is all the money going? I don't understand. So I think there is a lot of work to do, you know, in this account, to be able to come up with a proper account, to give the indigenous people of Biafra the proper account of what we are doing, so that they're able to energize others to be coming up. But if the thing is going helter-skelter this way, I think it's not so much matured. That director, if director keep quiet, things will not. No, director, it's not going to continue this way. It's not going to. You're a human being, director.
It cannot.
You're a good human being. For God's sake, I pity you. I pity you because you're a human being. I cannot take this thing. I can't take it. I will break down. You are a human being. You cannot do all these things alone, Director. It is not done. The people are not helping the situation. We're not helping the situation. The reason why I so much love our national coordinator, Valentine Elze. I cannot stop praising that guy, because that guy is doing a real job, and he's a very patient man. Very, very agile, you know? I so much love that guy. You know, having that kind of person in as a coordinator, national coordinator in any country, I don't think we will have problem in this struggle. You know? So, Director, please, all this, at your back, I'm at your, many people at your back. But when you look back, you don't see them. It's too much. Now you're looking back because you can't see them. Those people who are standing back, where are they? So, Director, I will just say that's what I want to say today. But I so much love the broadcast of today, because it's really, you have hit the nail on the head. That is exactly how it's supposed to be going. So that people will wake up. We know how many people who are with us and how many people who are against us.
We need to know how many who are with us. We can work with them. Forget about the rest. It's not a question of too much crowd. You know, thank you very much for that. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing our work. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear. Please raise your voice for us. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Chizobai Meniko Suala. I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain, Director.
From Barcelona. Have you paid your dues for this month?
Yes, Director, confirmed.
Have you people paid your dues to London?
Yes, we have paid. We have paid Catalonia
do,
and...
Do you have the receipt of the payment?
Yes, the receipt has been sent to Chike Doziem.
Good. That is all I want to hear. Because I will see it by 12 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Yes. Please confirm, sir. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. We have to do it. No, not at all. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Sonia Kachuku Arinze. I'm from Akumazu, Umuocha in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. And which country or town are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm calling from Austria, Vienna, Austria.
From Vienna in Austria, I want to know if you have made any contribution, your dues to Radio Biafra for the month of September.
Yes, Director. In fact, this is why I called.
Have they remitted the same money to London? I want to know.
Yes, I called my PRO just now, and this is why I'm calling now, because he didn't call Austria as the people who have met up with the most.
If they have paid, and how did you pay from Austria? Did you remit it direct to Radio Biafra account, or did you go via any other means?
Sorry, Director, I didn't ask him that, but I asked him if he has made the payment. He said yes, he made the payment, that he paid 170 euros, but I didn't ask him how he did the payment. So I can ask that, and then I call you back tomorrow morning, because this is why we have been asking him for for the previous month. We have been trying to see how he do this payment, how all of those things. He tells us he does the payment.
Have you seen the receipt? Hello? Is he there? No, he's not. Send everything to a dossier, that's what I was saying. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Yes, your name and where you are.
All right. Good evening, sir. This is Tochukwu Onu.
Yes.
I'm calling you from, I live in Exeter, but I'm currently speaking from Biafra land.
From Biafra land. UK is okay, so I will not ask you any further questions. But no I will problem, ask you sir, personally, have you paid you as a person? Not everybody in the UK pays anyway. You as a person, did you contribute towards your dues for the month of September? Did you contribute?
Director, not only did I contribute, I have a standing order from my account. Yes. And regarding the, regarding the fund for our defense, I even contributed way over the amount that was allocated to everyone. You know, I forwarded it to, the COC.
Yes.
And I hope he has deputed it into the struggle. I'm a Biafran director. I do not relent of you know weak in these things. Believe you me, if I have a lot more, I would contribute way more than. And you know, my contribution is on a steady. But I just called to say to you, I mean, you are amazing as a person. Believe you me, you are my hero. And the person who called earlier on to say obviously your health is our priority. You know, I just called to sort of buttress that, to say that, Director, what you do, I wonder how you manage to do it. To be honest with you, but I just say Chukwu Abiyama, continue to strengthen you, if possible. You see some of these topics that, like the way the broadcast tonight has gone, if it's possible for you to hand it over to some of these people that you appointed after our 30th of May. So that you don't stress yourself, because I 100% support what you've done tonight. To be honest with you, we should be doing it every night, because people call in here and think we're joking. You know, that cannot continue. We want to know how many we are.
How many Ule Kanyede? How many are we actually doing this thing? We want to know.
Exactly. Tomorrow I'll be contacting my brethren here, because I'm in the heart of Biafra land. I'm in Enugu.
Wonderful.
So, I'll be contacting them, and, as much as I can as well, I'll give them some financial support. I'll be getting them to come and help me set up this satellite, because I'll be here for a few months, Director.
Wonderful.
But
if you're there for a few months, that means we'll see. Then when I come to Enugu, we'll see.
That would be amazing, Director. That would be amazing. Also, I wanted to say, today, I got a report from one of my dad's business managers that we had these Fulani guys that were waleying buses on Ugu, I think it's Ugu Onyamana or something like that. It's between Enugu to Nsukka, within that route. Today we had over 20 Fulani boys that were robbing buses line by line. You see? And people are still joking about this. People are still thinking that this is a joke. People, a woman that were he was reporting to me this evening how, these guys were ransacking a woman's wrapper. And the little bags where all these old women keep money and then put in their wrapper.
Yes.
This woman put her on inside her, excuse my language, inside her underwear. And these people put their hands in there and were ransacking these people. Over 20 Fulanis. This is where they are based. On the mountain. They come now on the mountain and they rob us at will. And people are still living in Germany, living in US, thinking this is a joke. I don't understand what is wrong with our people. This is absolutely madness. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, this is crazy.
This is crazy, director.
I couldn't believe when he was telling me this, and he said over like 30 buses, they lined this over 20 Fulani people. And you know, it's just unbelievable when you're telling people this and they still think it's a joke. But director, please let me encourage you. You have Biafrans that are standing not behind you, but by your side. We're standing hand in hand because this cannot continue. The status quo must not and it cannot continue. We are supporting you. God knows that to my last blood. I've told him as soon as if obviously I'm every day I'm just keeping on thinking how can I increase my financial base so that I can support this even the more. But God knows I'm standing side by side with you, director. And as soon as you come to Enugu, I'll be so happy to meet you. And I'll be calling our brethren here tomorrow to join them. Wonderful. But thank you tonight for this. Thank you tonight for this broadcast. I'm grateful, director. God bless you. God will bless you. He will bless you. You're literally a savior. You're literally a savior to us. I thank you so much, director. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good night to you as well, my dear brother. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. And we must continue. Our work is relentless. We must continue to do it in truth and in all honesty. We have a caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Hello? No, they can't hear me. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Yes.
Yeah, my name is Manuel Zaliga.
Yes. Please go ahead.
I come from Agwata, Anambra, Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah. Am I speaking to the director?
You are. And the question I'll put to you, as I will do with every other person that calls this night, is this. Did you contribute to the upkeep of Radio Biafra for this month of September?
Yeah, of course. Nottingham has paid, yeah.
Okay. Nottingham, of course. UK owes nothing. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, director. I'm very happy the way that you step up with this. Wisdom will never cease from your lineage.
You see? You're kind, you see?
Yeah, because at least this time, our frequency will no longer be jamming because people that haven't paid anything will be calling and taking over our time to talk.
This begins
to reduce our frequency, director.
Oh, God. Our people are very funny.
So,
Go ahead.
Director, God, will always be your God.
He said,
God of all the Biafra.
He said, He is God. Chukwuebem is God, of course.
Yeah.
He is God.
Director, there is something I would like to share with you, but I think it's supposed to be up air because somebody called you from somewhere and you told the person to tell the Nottingham coordinator to call you.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I think I would like to speak to you. Is this after this broadcast?
Immediately after the broadcast, you call me back on this line. I will take your call and we shall speak. Immediately after this broadcast, please. Immediately afterwards.
Okay, thank you very much, director. I will also thank our national coordinator, Odelemo Oloku.
Yes.
He's doing a very wonderful job.
UK is strong.
Whenever we pay our due, immediately you scan the receipt to him. He will reply immediately that the money is already forwarded and everything is
UK
done.
UK has no problem. UK, United States of America, Malaysia, China, Indonesia, France. There is no problem. These people, no problem. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. That's only what I want to say, director.
Thank you and God bless you too. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Two callers on Skype. Michael Arins and also Donatus Ezinwa. I'm going to Donatus Ezinwa, but he'll confirm his name or her name, Amanda Neze. And where they're calling us from, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my brother.
This is Donatus Ezinwa calling from Germany, Osnabrück.
Thank you very much, Osnabrück. Before any advent, as the barrister will say, Have you made your monthly contribution for the month of September for the upkeep of Radio Biafra?
Yeah, that is the reason why I call. I have paid my money.
Who did you pay it to?
I paid the rent by myself to Radio Biafra in London.
Okay.
And I scabbed my receipt to the a dossier which they have confirmed last 3 days where we have a staff meeting here in Germany.
Okay, wonderful. So Osnabrück have paid. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah.
And how much did you pay in Osnabrück? How much?
Director, I pay 100 euro because I am coming out here only in me and my wife. There is no any other person coming out. And I have paid my defense fund, 450 euro.
You've paid your defense fund and you have now made just you and your family 100 euro. The whole of Bremen is paying 120 euro. They say it is too much. Now, I want people to be listening to the amount of money being contributed by even the few that are contributing. 100 here, 200 there, 300 there. How many countries? How many, we ask? You know, people know us now. We don't have any secret. If you ask us question, we will answer. I enjoy it, guys. The question we are now asking people, we have answered the question from people. Now we are asking everybody the same question. And the people are, some are floundering. And of course, I accept very graciously your support and your help for your country and for what we are doing. Please go ahead. Do you have anything else to say?
Okay. Thank you, my director. Please, director, can you allow me to announce my number on the air because we want to have...
Can you handle pressure from Ndiyo Shin and Diama? They will call you. Can you take it? Okay, go ahead and announce it. Go ahead.
Okay, my number is 0152-1015-8940. I repeat, 0152-1015-8940. So anybody who wants to join our inauguration next month on second Saturday on the 11th in Osnabrück can contact this number. So that is what I want to say, my director. So continue doing your job. I like what you did today. Not everybody will call the Radio Biafra and start asking you, how are you going to fight this war? How are you going to pay this? How are you going to do this? Come and explain everything to them on the air. Why they never contributed to one kobo?
I like one what dime. You are doing today. Not one dime.
I like what you are doing today. Continue the job.
Yara. Of course, we continue. Who is going to stop us? I'm going to mug the bagger. Nobody can stop us now. The fool hasn't been born yet. This is Radio Biafra. Our work is ceaseless. Ceaseless, I'm going to the line again, to Skype line, please, your name and where you are. Then you tell me if you have made your payment for September or not. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Michael Arinze, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Callistus Ifanchu, and I'm the PRO, London.
London is very strong. Please go ahead.
Yes, first and foremost, I want to make an announcement. fellow Biafrans here in London, this is to notify all Biafran citizens living here in London about our upcoming meetings. So the time of the meeting, as usual, is 5:30 p.m. The date of the meeting is 4th October. That is next Saturday, this Saturday. The venue is Dunning Hall, Etam Grove Road, Forest Gate, where we normally have the meeting. The direction for the meeting is from Stratford Station, enter bus number 86 or 25, stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop, and walk towards Forest Gate Station. Dining Hall is at the back of Cooperative Supermarket. For those coming with bus number 330 or 308 or 58, stop at Forest Gate Station. Overground train, stop at Wanstead Park Station. then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Contact Kelechi. Kelechi on 07-44-04-15062 or Festus on 07-44-16-3215 or contact Mr. Uday on 07-9-10-82-9268 or myself, Calistus, on 07-44-817-8394. So, fellow Biafrans, please, this gathering, remember, this thing fall on our Atonement Day. On Wednesday, all of us will do it individually, the fasting and praying. But on that fourth, on that Saturday, that is when all of us will pray together and finish other things. It is very, very important. Please, Biafrans in London, the real diehard Biafrans in London, it is very, very important that all of us must attend this. That day we will know who is who. Thank you and God bless you. Director Morgris, you are able.
Thank you.
We will continue to help you.
Yes, of course you will. Of course you will. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much for that. I can count on the support of your diehard. I wonder if he could have like a diehard. People that Chukwu Abiyama, the day they were being even before they were conceived, even before their father married their mother, Chukwu Abiyama knew that these are Biafrans, those that will get Biafra for him. Those are the ones I want. Genuine people. Hardcore. Anywhere you call Biafra, you find them there. They call out on Skype. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on Skype, Max Mosonyeka. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name to the hearing or for the hearing of the whole world, please, and where you're calling us from.
Okay. My name is Onyeka Maximus Madoka. I am calling from Angola. I am from Ekulobia, I got the local government.
Ekulobia from Angola. Have you paid for the month of September? Have you paid? Maximus, have you paid? He is no longer there. We are going over to the other line as well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No. They can hear me, but I don't know what's going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Chine Duduru. I'm calling from Madrid, Spain.
From Madrid, Spain. Have you paid your dues for the month of September?
It's possible. I'm not sure. I can say that. I had my secretary from Barcelona called. When you give the names on the people that have paid, but our name does not mention. But by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, he called and told you that the one we did is Barcelona and Madrid that did it for you to confirm. But that one is another type. What I want to say that
How many zones do we have in Spain? We have Bilbao. We have Victoria. And I'm sure that I don't know if Victoria have paid or not, but I'm sure they're about to pay. I'm not too sure. I don't know what is going on. I need a dossier. It is the responsibility of the European rep on instruction from the COC to forward a dossier. Tomorrow afternoon, I will tell them when they will come on air. They will mention the countries, the zones that have paid and the amount they paid for the whole world to hear.
So now, I think this question will go to our national coordinator. Not I, zonal coordinator. What I have to do is to control my zone in Madrid. But let me bring my own problem because in this world, everybody has his problem in this race. Because I see the call. Where I am here in Madrid, I have the problem I am facing. I finished my meeting yesterday. But what I want to announce on the air, as you said before, anywhere we are, zonal or national, let us know who we are. If we are three, that has Biafra, let us be three.
Simple.
We will not be 20, representing ourselves that we are two, other in Biafra. Two, the deceiver to enter us, because all men are called the true are treaty. Because tomorrow you may hear that a Duro from Barcelona said that no meeting is said in a joint to Barcelona or a joint to Bastival. The zonal coordinator of Spain is saying this from Madrid, Chine Duro. Because what our people are doing is only listening high by the side, listen what is happening. If you come out, they praise you. Who come to this world to die only for Biafra? It's for us. Tomorrow, I know I will not be there. Where we come to stand here, our children, sons and daughters, will come to inherit that, the land of Biafra, that God's own land. But today, if you are telling them, they see you are stupid, somebody is beside you, I can't see myself because of Biafra. Then why are you there? If you come out to be a Biafran, you must surrender that you will die or Biafra come. Yes, sir. Anybody that is not like that in his heart, he still didn't try it. Let us know how many we are. If we don't get Biafra this year, we can get it next year. When the Chukwu Abiyama say it will come. The name has been signed, and it will not be deleted again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I greet you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
bye
you.
Bye.
Thank you. Well spoken, and on that note, we bring the program today to a befitting conclusion. We thank each and every one of you. By this very program this evening, we have been able to demonstrate once again, beyond every reasonable doubt, that we have no secret. Whiter than white and whiter than snow. 120 euro, 100 euro, 100 pounds. Anyway, but every little helps, as they say. At least you sustain us. You keep us on our toes, doing what we are supposed to do for our country. But it's not enough. 12 o'clock, tomorrow is the deadline. Every continental rep, you will inbox me the names of those that have contributed and who they gave the funds to. And the proof from that very person, if they paid it in or not. I want proof of the funding hitting Radio Biafra account. I need that as well. Proof, not just sending paper. I need proof. This nonsense has to be brought to an end. To an end. If we are only four people, we know we are four. Chukwu Abiyama will do our atonement. Chukwu Abiyama will be with us. But you see that Igbo disease. You see that Igbo disease. That nonsense cannot happen under my watch. Never. I am prepared and scheduled to fight over 1 million enemies. I have the mindset and the skin for it. As long as we are on the truth, we are unshakable. Unshakable. Ishakwenwale. Simple. This is Radio Biafra. Thank all of you for listening. We will reconvene again in the morning. 7 a.m. as normal. The work of God must continue. We are not going to stop. Ultimately, Biafra will come. And most of you now hiding, you chase us away. You're the ones that will do coup and drive us away when Biafra comes. All of you now, some of you hiding. But by his grace, we shall endure. Not just what is happening now, but what is to come. Now we are going to select hardcore Biafrans, untainted by the idiosyncrasies of being an Igbo person. Untainted, hardcore. We need Biafrans. I don't need people that identify themselves by the language they speak. That is not who you are. Your nation is Biafra. You identify yourself as a Biafran, we know you are hardcore. We thank you once again. We have talked about Biafra today, slightly taken off course by what we've had to discuss eventually, but at the time, it took it one day. One day you open it, you lance the boil, you press it, the pores will come out, blood will follow, and then water will come and it will heal. Simple. If you lance a boil and only the pores comes out, it won't heal. It will close and it will continue to fester. If you lance a boil and only the pulse and the blood comes out, it's not complete. Water must come as well. Then you know it is complete. And then it can be healed. That is what we do here on this radio station. And that is why to us, Biafra is our religion. That's what I said. Biafra is my religion. And on this radio, Biafra is where I worship. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Chukwu Abiama, the one that said, I am that I am. From the beginning of time, I existed. If you call upon my name, anything you seek shall be granted unto you. The same Lord of hosts that said we have no other God apart from him. The same God that said his words never come to pass. Anything he says is like that, never changes. That is why when the word of God is subject to human interpretation, I begin to wonder. I don't want to know what a prophet told me, what this soothsayer said. No. What did God say? You will have no other God apart from me, for I am a jealous God. That's what he said. I am jealous. You abandon me, I will visit the iniquities of your fathers upon you, up unto the fifth generation. But to those of them that show kindness and love me and keep my statutes, I will show mercy. I will restore your inheritance. On the third and the fourth, we shall call upon you, O Lord God, Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, to come and fulfill your promise to your children, because we're going to fulfill ours as well. We'll go back to you, and you fulfill yours to us. You will give us Biafra. That's what the only thing we ask for is Biafra. Only Biafra, only. Nothing more, nothing less. So that your will may be done on this earth as Yeshua prayed. Jesus Christ prayed it. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He was talking about Biafra. No other place. That is why to us, Biafra is more than a country. People don't understand it. And that is why this same Chukwu Abiama will bless, guide, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, the same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank all of you very much. And from me, it is simply good evening.